last time on the Don and Mike Show.
The first guys ever to do it were Frank Gifford and...
Imagine what hell that guy's going through right now.
He realizes that he's still there.
Right.
9 o'clock, when it was probably J-O.
J-O time.
What are you doing up there, Frank Gifford?
He's up there thinking, going,
why, little Lee Sherman?
Alex
Andy,
Webster, there you go.
Alex Webster. Oh, God!
The Don and Mike Show. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara Show. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara Show.
Paging Dr. Homo. Paging Dr. Homo. We need you in the air studio. That's...
Hello, everybody. You got the Don and Mike Show. Coming to you live. 4 hours every weekday. From the studios of WJFK. Washington, D.C. Broadcasting nationwide and coast to coast. You can call Don and Mike anytime for free at 877-365-3634.
Oh, that's right.
But turn your radio down. Know who would you do call. Don't call to play the name game. No calls to rape women. Don't ask when they're coming to your town.
At 1-877-365-3636. That's 1-877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Sit down, Danny. Danny.
Is this going to be a good day?
Danny.
Is this going to be a good day? No, I don't think so.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
It's the Don and Mike Show, and they explain what they wish.
Where else would you rather be than right here, right now?
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is, the audio martini, straight up with three olives and chocolate. Chocolate martini, what I get to say. Ladies and gentlemen, FedEx Field stadium announcer, Philip Robert Jonathan. Work it up, Mike. Mike Berge, yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Rob Spiewak. Take it away, Rob.
Hi, Rob. Did you know that Phil is still at that great ratings party?
Really?
Can't tear himself away.
You know, that party was not that bad.
It was pretty darn good. I'm glad we went.
I know. I still haven't stopped yawning. Even better than making love on the recently carpeted screen porch is listening to these two guys. Yeah. Say hi to Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Thank you, Rob. And hello, and thank you for listening, everybody. Let me first say, rabbit. It's Tuesday, August 1st.
Phone number,
same as it ever was.
Same as it ever was.
Oh. Right, thank you, Timmy. Your hotline to the hits, 877-365-3636. New episode today, first day of the month, rabbit. If you haven't said it yet, say it now.
Rabbit.
Good luck all the way through the month.
Thank you. I always forget the significance. Simply a good luck charm to say rabbit.
Simply good luck. It is actually the first thing I say out loud when I wake up in the morning.
Well, I should have. You mean on the first day of the month?
Oh, yeah, on the first day of the month.
You don't say it every morning.
No. The first thing, though, on the first day of the month, wake up, roll out of bed, say out loud, rabbit. And now I've transferred that here to the show, where I now say it also on the show.
See, I should have said it before I teed off this morning.
Listen, we had a ratings party last night.
Yes, we did.
It was,
I practically had to drag everybody to the ratings party.
You know what? You did.
I did. I really, because I was kind of in the mood, as everyone else was when we got there. Everybody was in the mood to have a little festivity.
Yeah. You know, as it turns out, it's a good thing you did, because really, there was not a lot of motivation
right
on everybody's part to go, because frankly, the ratings came out, and again, thank you for the number one ratings, but the ratings came out like 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, it was a delayed ratings party, and but when we arrived, everybody had been there for 2 hours.
And they were plenty goofy.
Yeah, everybody was really in a good mood, ready to go and have a good time.
I believe that the award the most effed up last night goes to Mr. Wendell Hall.
Yes, Wendell, absolutely. I believe. Wendell came up to me. Wendell was the first person to come up to me when I got to the ratings party and said something that sounded like this. It sounded like, "Oh, he's earth, all the things that are going around." And I said, "Yeah, Wendell was a little service going around. I'm sorry." And I just didn't get it.
You know, and I don't know, because when you left,
right.
You left about 5 minutes before I left.
Mm-hmm.
He came up to me as soon as he saw you walk out the door, and he said, "Are you going to talk to Mike tonight?" And I said, I don't think so. He said, "Oh, just tell him, I'm really sorry."
I feel so bad when somebody thinks they've offended me and they haven't.
Right. Wendell, come here. I see him walking by.
It bugs me. I don't remember what he said. It
Wendell,
was something that I reacted to, and then it was immediately explained that I had gotten it wrong, and then I think that I showed Wendell I understood. Do you remember what that was?
No, I don't, but it's the liquor. This happens all the time with
Wendell,
alcohol.
Wendell, please come in the studio and tell us
nothing
what you...
Nothing wrong with alcohol, but
no, I'm just saying.
Apologizing profusely last night to Mike about...
Now, where's Wendell? Why didn't he make a right turn?
I just saw him walk by the window.
Wendell, come on in here.
Our window on the world.
He was very sentimental. He was in a very sentimental mood when I left him
last
night.
There were a lot of people in sentimental moods.
Damn, he was horny.
Yes, that too.
Last night, he wanted to bang both Katie and Erica.
Here comes Wendell.
I think those were the girls you wanted to bang the most last night, right? Katie and Erica? You were almost like a ping pong ball going between the two of them.
Yeah. Yes.
Wendell, we were voting the person that had the best time at the ratings party, and you were the winner. You had the best time at the ratings party.
I did have a pretty damn good time.
It was pretty darn good.
What were you apologizing to Mike about? Because I remember you said something to me.
Oh, when I was jerking your chain yesterday about it, if you're coming... But I was looking at Mike when I said and he looked like I had just kicked him in the net.
It was quickly explained to me that that's the thing that Don said to you one time,
right.
And that's why you said that. There was no need to apologize, at all.
To make sure that there was no...
Wendell, he's so sensitive,
Wendell,
isn't he?
Very.
Let me familiarize
the most
sensitive
you.
Gun owner I know.
Let me familiarize you with a Mr. Tim McWilliams. You will know when I'm upset.
Okay.
You will know in no uncertain terms. You will
Block
absolutely know. You will hear it. It will be loud. It will be clear. It will be decisive. There was no problem, and I'm glad you had a good time. But I was telling everybody when you came up to me at the ratings party last night, you uttered something that I found unintelligible. You were slurring. You were just slurring ever so slightly
last night.
Just
a little.
Just a little bit.
Yeah. I had a good time.
So who'd you end up with, Erica or
nobody?
Or the other girl?
Me.
Yeah, nobody.
No.
I saw you staring at Erica though last night, and who couldn't stare at Erica?
Please,
Erica's Erica's got this girl who works here. She got maybe the biggest boobs of any woman ever in the world, and she last night wore
a tank top,
like a tank top, but a tank top that had spaghetti straps on it.
Absolutely, and then just some gray cotton fabric.
And everyone was staring at her boobs last night.
It was impossible not to, and I just want to give her a round of applause.
Yeah.
That's a round of applause for Erica.
That was very nice. And I caught you more than one time, just unable to... As I was checking out Erica's boobs, like everybody was, I would do the thing where I'd look... And as soon as she would start to look my way, I would look somewhere else. And then I started playing a game, I think with Big Gum Jim, where we would watch other guys looking at Erica's boobs. And every guy in the room, when she would turn their way, they diverted their attention.
Sure.
But you, Wendell Hall?
Just blatant.
Straight on. I mean, at one point she turned around. I don't know if she was looking at you or behind you, but you were just stuck on her boobs. Just staring at them.
Most of the guys and some of the women fascinated by Erica's ample bosom tonight.
I missed the whole big boob discussion that was going on.
And I just want to say that there will be some photographs of me at that party, and I was in some compromising positions, and I want to know that I was not responsible for a lot of those. The one of Miss Bobby, you will simply see Miss Bobby sitting on my lap, hugging me with her back turned to the camera, and me just going... Showing my toothy grin.
You breaking off a piece of that, Miss Bobby?
I was just, it was a lovey, it was, you know what it was? I think it was the best get-together we've had at this radio station in a long time. Everybody was happy. Everybody was in the mood. Maybe it's because it was a Monday. Who knows?
Monday.
Monday, the beginning of the week. Everybody seemed to be in the mood to get together and be kind to one another, and there just seemed to be a light atmosphere. This is a very heavy-duty place.
Mike, it's too bad that that kindness did not extend to today, because
yes.
I've already received information saying that there was nearly a fist fight today in the sales meeting between Tim and Brad.
Uh-oh. Really?
That, yes, they nearly came to blows. And I mean, this is not an exaggeration, where it was like Tim McWilliams putting up his dukes, that old-fashioned style, like, let's fight.
Wow.
Yeah, and why, I don't know.
But Tim McWilliams was the happy-go-lucky guy that had just...
You know him.
He had closed the major. He's a pit bull, though.
You know him.
He is a pit bull.
Major personality conflicts with Mr. Tim McWilliams.
I'd say you got kind of opposite ends of the spectrum where when you talk about Brad and you talk about Tim McWilliams.
Mm-hmm. Well,
Brad is a very mild-mannered individual. Well, I'd love to hear the details.
Did you hear about the fight, Buzz?
Only that it nearly came to blows. Yeah, everybody's talking about it today.
Can we get David Hainline in here to talk
yeah,
about it?
He'd love to.
The big tattletale.
He'll tell Rob, can we get David Hainline in here to talk about the fight?
Go grab Hainline. And while you do, I do want to thank both Jim McClure and Jeremy Coleman.
Mm-hmm.
Because last night, Bretta, God lover, you remember Bretta?
Oh, yeah.
From the parking lot?
Sure, I was hanging out with Bretta last night.
Bretta came over and she sat down next to me at the bar. And I was being a bit of a recluse. I was having some discussions with Ken and with Alan about something I'll tell you about in a second.
Mm-hmm.
And she came up and she sat down and she said, she's just being very nice, very nice. And yeah, you guys had great ratings. God, I listened to the show for 17 or 18 years, and she was being nothing but nice.
Right, she was very nice. She was very nice to me last night.
When suddenly behind her, I saw Jim McClure, and he did this little thing where he put his hand up behind his head and wiggled his fingers. And I realized, this is the signal if you want to get rid of Bretta.
Oh,
right?
Really?
So I'm looking at him, and I'm like, I'm talking to Bretta, but at the same time, McClure is standing back there, and he's still doing it. He's got his hand behind his head, wiggling his fingers. And I'm like, I'm pretending I'm listening to Bretta, and I'm looking at Jungle, what? And he goes, I said, oh, yes. So when Bretta turned her back, I did it. I give McClure the little look.
And when Jim wiggles his fingers, I mean, his fingers are the size of, like, prongs on a garden rake.
Then I see the discussion between McClure and Jeremy Coleman.
Right.
As to who's going to take Bretta away.
Ah.
And I see money changing hands.
Wow.
And I realize that Jeremy has paid Big Gum Jim.
Right.
He then walks over to the bar and picks Bretta up like a husband taking a wife over the threshold.
Oh,
said,
God.
Hi, I'm going to take Bretta somewhere else. And
that's funny.
As he's carrying away, she says, goodbye. They do this to me all the time.
That is too funny. I love it. I love it. So we were talking. David Hainline just came in. And
Dobie.
We're talking about what a love fest it was. And then Don informs me there was some kind of battle last night.
No, this morning at the sales meeting.
Or this morning.
There was, but I wanted to learn more about how to get Bretta away.
Oh, no, we want to hear about the fight.
Were you in the sales meeting this morning?
I was a casual observer.
Were you running the sales meeting this morning?
No, I would be Mr. Goldstein.
Mr. Goldstein.
Oh. Frankenstein. All right, so the fight was between, is it Tim and Brad?
Tim and Brad.
Tim and Brad. Well, tell us what happened.
Hey, give us, you don't have to give all the details, but give us a general picture of what happened.
Brad was going over some research that he did. You know, a lot of it had to do with your great ratings, thank you very much, and all the other shows that we carry. And Tim was making a comment about how he would position a station, because we have great ratings, thank you to all of our personalities, and we're number one in all male demos. And when you go out and you present new business and you say we're number one, you're number one, you're number one, it gets a little boring. So Tim brought up the fact that, hey, maybe we could position the station. And Brad made a comment cutting Tim off, which a very...
You are a master storyteller.
I feel like freaking Garrison Keillor.
First of all, I don't know if you're trying to dance around it, but it doesn't sound to me like...
Would there be anybody who could really tell us what really happened?
David, would you like to hand off to somebody that might be able to...
I'm getting to the point. What happened?
All right, so Tim made a comment about how to position the station. What?
He said, I think we could do it. And Brad said, under his breath, and Tim got right in his face. He said,
unbelievable.
I can't say this word.
You're so bad at this. You're so incredibly bad.
Is there anybody else who could tell us this story?
Because you know something? Blah, blah, blah.
Just doesn't.
Well, who else was in the meeting?
I didn't hear what.
Oh, you didn't
mumbled.
Hear? Okay.
I didn't hear the mumble, but he mumbled something under his breath.
So he but Tim heard it.
And Tim said a very bad word.
The F word?
Yes.
He said F you.
F you.
He said it three times.
F you. F you. F you.
Yes. Did he say it violently? Where he went F you. F you. F you.
It was F you. Then it was F you. Then it was.
See, now you're telling a story.
Oh.
Now I'm compelled.
Yes.
Now I'm sitting on the edge of my seat listening to you tell me a story.
And then he left the office.
So Tim screamed F you. When Tim was screaming F you at Brad, was he standing in front of him?
He walked up. He sits on the credenza in the back of the sales desk, not trying to be involved in the sales meeting because that's Tim.
That's Tim. And Tim, correct me if I'm wrong, closed a huge deal yesterday.
Yes,
right?
He did.
So Tim was maybe feeling his oats a little bit today?
Tim was probably feeling the margaritas.
Isn't it,
as was everybody.
Isn't it great? How could they be feeling the margaritas? The meeting was this morning, right?
Well, they drank last night.
Yeah, okay, so you had a hangover.
Isn't it great how the sales guys don't just argue here?
No.
They actually very nearly come to blows. And remember,
come to blows.
Last week, Tim McWilliams was patching a hole in the wall.
Yes.
Where he had put some guy's head through the wall.
Absolutely.
That was me who went through that wall.
You went through
that's
the wall?
Right. Yes, and that wasn't Tim McWilliams. That was the other Irishman that used to work here who threw me through that wall.
Tim McCarthy.
Yeah.
Who's since gone on to greener pastures.
He's gone on to other pastures.
I stand corrected.
I am curious what pushed the hot button of Mr. McWilliams. And your story has not enlightened me as to exactly what happened.
Well, I'll tell you what pushed his hot button is that he doesn't like people mumbling any kind of comments when he has a thought.
Right.
Tim has his views on how
Brad, Brad said something like, that sucks.
Under his breath.
Under his breath.
That I don't think Tim heard. I don't think anybody heard. Maybe Madonna heard it because she was sitting next to him.
So Brad said something like, oh, come on, Tim.
Right.
And then Tim just went off.
Tim jumped off.
Tim was furious.
He was furious.
Kinda he flew into a rage.
Irish red came out unbelievably.
So after he got in Brad's face and he yelled F you, F you, F you louder each time.
Did Brad cry?
What happened?
I started laughing.
Of course you did.
I found sheer joy.
Oh, yeah?
Sheer joy.
Tell me about what happened. What happened next?
He said, I'm out of here. And
who said I'm out of here?
Him.
He is not in any way up to the challenge of telling us what happened.
He left the meeting. He left the meeting.
I just think we could get more detail from someone else.
There's no more detail. First off, how'd you guys even hear that something happened?
I have sources.
Sales
this
is
man right here.
Let me
sources. He has his finger on the pulse of what goes on here.
I received a call from my mole and the sales staff.
Yes. Oh, Deborah Dean.
No, not Deborah Dean.
No.
Who was sitting closest to Tim?
Stacy B.
Mm-hmm.
And Madonna.
Madonna left already. Madonna would be a... Now, we would get the absolute detail from Madonna if she was here.
I will now show Mike, no peeking, David, the name of my mole and the sales staff.
Very good. Hold on. Excellent.
Received the phone call.
Excellent.
Thing is, you might want to know that there was nearly a fistfight in the sales meeting this morning.
That's terrific. Now, you usually haven't let us down, but you've really let us down.
How did I let you down?
Who else is back there?
Oh, wait, I need to ask a favor.
What?
Last week when that very boring guy called in and talked about someone committing infidelity, and somehow my name came up,
yes.
Right?
Yes.
You guys know how much I love my wife.
Now, did that get back to your wife and upset her?
Yes, and she was pissed.
Really?
She was very upset.
Pissed at you?
She was hurt that something would come out of Don's mouth that would ever insinuate that I would ever cheat on my wife.
It all gets back to me, Mike.
It always does.
You said it.
The vilified
one.
You
just please apologize to Jill and tell her I love you very much, honey.
Jill, I'm sorry. I love you very much, honey.
No, that was good. Thanks.
Okay.
All right.
Jill, you know how much David loves you, and we know how much David loves everyone.
Thank you.
I'd just like to throw in that was a throwaway.
Oh,
no. The guy calls up and he says, hey, I've got a coworker who's banging a girl. Should I tell his wife? And I said, do you work at WJFK? Is the guy's name David Haynesline?
That was it.
I don't think anybody loves his wife more than you do.
I agree.
I think you really do. And I think, you know, I'm an infidelity list. Although you're a terminally horny guy, I don't think that you would be the type that would do that.
Thank you.
I might love David's wife more than David loves his wife.
Wow. I can't disagree with that either. I might. And, you know, I had my picture taken with her in the little picture booth at the Christmas party.
We have those stamps?
And I put those stickers all over my jacket.
All right, get out of here, you Boy Scout.
All right.
Jesus, great story.
I told a good story.
Oh, come on, get out of here.
Please.
You can reach Tim on his cell if you'd like that.
Goodbye.
Just get out.
You're such a Boy Scout. Get out of here.
It's a pressure cooker back there.
That's interesting, Tim on his cell.
Who else is here? Is the mole here?
Who is the mole?
I don't want to identify the mole.
Let me see.
Okay.
Me too.
This is the mole. But I don't want to bring the mole in if it's going to be apparent that that person's the mole.
I'll just go back and tell you who's here.
Why don't you, Rob, you know who's capable.
Just go find the person who can tell us about the fight today with the most detail.
Because I got the impression, you know, David Hayline goes into that.
and then his voice gets more like a woman.
God. And then he goes back and puts on his headphone and walks around.
His Time Life operator wireless headphone that he walks around the station talking on. Yeah. Jesus Christ.
David Hayline, who, like on a day like yesterday after he took our 80th horrible phone call, and we walk out of the hallway and David immediately will seek me out and go, "Hey, buddy," knowing exactly what's going on. David, I'm on to that little game.
All right, here is the lovely Shondell.
Hi, Shondell.
Hi, Shondell.
And for the record, I'm not the mole.
No, you're not the mole.
No, she's not.
But I need to go to tell you that right now there's a lot of yelling going around in the sales area. Who's the mole? Who is it? Who is it? You, my friendly, have
yeah,
been
they all
quite
tweeted
a stir.
At me.
Oh, no, it's not Shondell.
It is
much
not
as
Shondell.
I love Shondell, it's not Shondell.
And Shondell was not at the party last, at least not when we were there.
I had to go to the airport to pick up my brother-in-law.
Okay.
All right. All right, so Shondell, can you tell us, can you articulate better than David Hayline did about the fight today?
It started out exactly what David said, that Brad was presenting to the sales staff all of the numbers for the book.
Right.
Tim mumbled something, and Brad said, "If you don't like it, don't use it."
See, right there.
Thank you. More detail.
Let me just tell you, right?
More detail than we got from the Boy Scout.
And first of all, David Hayline didn't tell the story properly. It was Tim who mumbled, and then Brad obviously confronted Tim. Is that accurate, Shondell?
This is true.
See, this is when someone knows how to process.
Back to Brad. Let me talk. F you.
Okay.
Then Brad said back to him, "No, F you."
Well, see, now
we're getting another detail. There
David
were F-U's
back and forth.
No, it was definitely back and forth.
David Hayline punted this story so totally.
He's such a pussy.
Oh,
then
he is.
Brad went back to presenting to the sales staff. Tim, at this point, you could. He's sitting directly behind me.
Mm-hmm.
I could feel the wheels turning in his head. He's not liking this whole situation that's going on.
Right.
He immediately jumps off of the credenza. He's not sitting in a chair. He's sitting on a table behind the sales staff. He jumps off the credenza, lunges in between me and Paul Gorgi, another Redskin salesperson.
The tan
and
guy.
The
tan guy.
Over the table and puts his finger.
Oh, my.
This is better.
Yeah.
Puts his finger into Brad's face and screams, F you.
Thank you.
A round of applause for Shondell.
That's good.
Tell,
the,
tell
story.
The story
about a fight.
Boy, Hayline, does David just live in his own little world where he doesn't really pay attention
to
what's going on?
How did this end?
After it ends with Tim going back to his credenza. Thinking some more, Brad continues with his presentation, and Tim gets up and goes to the door, and Steve asks him pleasantly not to leave, and Tim slams the door and leaves.
Oh, a beautiful story. It's so very well told.
Yes.
Thank you, Shondell. Thank you. Shondell, who's not the mole.
Right. No, not at all.
Not the mole.
But Shondell, who obviously was paying attention to what happened in there.
Jesus Christ.
Can you believe how off David Hayline was with his story?
I hope that David Hayline, like, never witnesses a murder or something, and the police have to ask him questions. It's a good thing David Hayline wasn't at O.J.'s house.
He may have told his story with some prejudice, because I know David and Tim are not big fans of one another.
Oh!
See, that would explain why only Tim was the bad guy in David's version of the story.
That'd be a fun fight. That'd be a fun boxing match.
Oh, that would be a knockout for Tim McWilliams in the first 30. That'd be like a Mike Tyson fight. Knockout in the first 30 seconds.
Exactly what I said. That'd be a fun fight.
He would kill David Hayline. Well, you know, there's nothing we love better than our coworkers actually coming to blows. And here he is
I
again.
I can't believe how you blew it.
The Boy Scout.
Hey, I love Tim. So you're absolutely wrong.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry.
Tim and I are very good friends.
Listen, that
I didn't know that.
A totally different story we just heard from Shondell.
Well, Shondell
gave
us one
total
mistake.
Detail.
She made one mistake. She did tell the story a hell of a lot better than I did.
See, this is why he's
a hell of a lot better.
He supervises these salespeople.
I'm sorry.
So all he can do is sit back there and say, somebody made one mistake. But she told us more details.
What was her mistake?
Well, before Tim left, he
walked violently up to the table, put both of his hands on the table, leaned across Shondell, and looked in Brad's face and put his finger up and said, "F you."
That's what Shondell just said.
He said it three times. He said twice.
Three times.
But Shondell said that there was F yous going back and forth.
Brad said it once.
You never told us that.
See, you made it sound like Tim said F you three times.
You said F you, F you, F you, and that was coming from Tim.
Have I ever told you guys a joke? It's bad when I tell jokes, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. I'm sorry. So, I appreciate you guys involving me in this.
But I mean, but really, if you know, I went to you thinking that you would be a good tattletale to let us know, and you really just you weren't very observant. You didn't tell the story the right way.
I let you down. But I like both Brad and I like both Tim.
Okay.
And I thoroughly enjoyed the sales.
You like both Brad and you like both Tim.
I like both of them.
Is that their names? Both Brad and both Tim.
They're both boys.
They're both boys.
It was one of the better sales meetings that Steve Goldstein has ever given at the sales meeting.
Okay, fantastic.
All right.
Thanks, David.
Sorry, don't pee your pants, David. You're fine.
There he goes, David Heinlein.
Jesus.
I stand by Buzz's original, though.
Yeah.
The story was filled with prejudice.
You know, either way, there's tension. There's incredible tension in the hallways of this radio station.
Has Tim, I guess Tim hasn't returned today, then.
Has anybody seen Tim yet today?
I haven't today.
All right, let me call Colette and see if Tim's here. And then we can move on. We got a big show that doesn't involve the sales staff fighting.
All right, very good.
Hello?
Hi, Colette, Don and Mike, how are you?
Good, thanks.
Is Tim McWilliams here?
No.
Fighting Tim McWilliams?
No, he's not here.
Battling Tim McWilliams?
No, I
the hurricane?
Slamming Timmy McWilliams.
All right, do you expect him back today?
I'm not sure. I haven't heard from him at all today.
Yeah. All right, thank you.
You're welcome.
Thanks, Colette.
Bye-bye.
And the best part of Shondell's accurate retelling of the story is Goldstein,
right,
telling Tim, listen, just come back, don't walk out, sit down. And Tim leaving and slamming the door. And just walking out on the sales meeting.
Making quite the scene.
Okay.
They were all talking about it. I think it was like a 9 o'clock meeting today.
Right.
And they were all saying, you going?
Yeah.
It's great.
Okay.
It's fun.
Love it. Imagine if this was a radio station where things weren't going well.
Oh, my God.
This is a radio station that's on top of the D.C. market right now.
Yeah, you'd have, if it wasn't going well, you'd have police tape when we came in here.
Okay, so. So now, let me tell you my news. The reason that I wasn't doing a lot of socializing last night at the party, and I was sitting up at the bar, mainly talking to Ken and Alan, that's a real party, is because I'm going to be the Dennis Miller of Redskins Radio for at least a little while.
Cool.
Because while, you know, the guys who broadcast the Redskins games, Sonny, Sam, and Frank,
yes,
they've been a team and they've been doing it for 18 years. Mm-hmm. I've been doing the pregame show with the Redskins for 4 years.
Right.
Well, as it turns out, Sonny can't do the radio broadcast in the preseason because he's on television.
Uh-huh.
So, starting this Friday night,
it's going to be you.
Yes, I will be not doing the I'll still be doing the pregame show.
Right.
But I'll actually be doing the games.
Wow. Doing color commentary on the Redskins radio cast.
That's right, with
Frank Herzog.
And Sam Huff.
Donnie. And Sam Huff. It'll be Frank.
It'll be Donnie, Sam, and Frank.
Sam, and Frank.
No, I do not want to go into this thing.
Frank, Donnie, and Sam.
Right. I'm going to go ahead and say I should get first billing.
No,
I get
no.
third
it's,
billing.
It's Frank, Sam, and Donnie.
I'm simply the color man. Mm-hmm. That's all. I'm there to offer my keen observations on football.
Frank, Sam, and Donnie. Right.
And if you think, I mean, I know that this Dennis Miller story is the biggest story, and it's on the front page of every newspaper. I want to tell you, in the Washington, D.C. radio broadcasting community, I guarantee that there are people right now who have just run their car into a tree.
There are people that are now taking out a razor blade to run it across their wrist going, no!
LS.
The old establishment, you know, it's the same thing the way people reacted when you did the pregame show.
And it's just like, not to compare myself to Dennis Miller, because I'm not a professional comedian, and certainly doing a radio on the Redskins Network is nothing like being on Monday Night Football, but I'm positive you're going to read the same crap about me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he doesn't play football.
Right.
He never was a coach in football.
Right.
Well, you don't have to be a coach. As Dennis Miller proved last night, and as I've proved for the past 4 years doing the Redskins pregame show, if you're excited about football, and football's my passion, I'll be able to translate that on the radio, so you'll be able to actually hear me calling the real game on Friday night with the Redskins and Tampa Bay.
I just look forward to, you know, picturing you in that booth.
Sitting between the two of them.
Between Sam Huff and Frank Herzog. I really, that right there, and you told me you'd already spoken with Frank Herzog?
Everything
is fine?
Both Frank and Sam,
are cool with it.
This is a daring move.
Yes, it is.
Yeah. This is cutting edge, and that's where it's also similar to the Dennis Miller thing, where it's kind of a cutting edge thing, bringing you in there. And the one thing that people should understand, and we've used this expression before. You know the room. You know who you're talking to, and you've done the pregame. And the pregame is wonderful, and it's going to be a carryover from the pregame.
Well, I'm jacked. I mean, it is my...
You're turgid.
My friggin' dream. Yeah, I mean, absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
And to be sitting... I always get a rush sitting up in the booth doing the pregame show.
And you spent a lot of time up there before, before the game's talking to Sonny.
Sure. But, I mean, now, to be taking Sonny's place...
Ooh. Have you talked to Sonny?
I saw him at Redskins Park today.
Yeah, he might want to call Sonny.
And decided that probably the best way for Sonny to hear
would be right here on the radio.
I saw him today.
You know Sonny better than I know Sonny.
Had a good conversation with him today with, Sonny Jurgensen, of course, and just decided, you know what? Nah. Not the right time to bring it up.
Mm-hmm. I don't think Sonny's
the guy that... He doesn't give a frig.
Sonny's doing his own thing, and then he comes in for the regular season.
Right, and it's not like I'm taking his job. It's just, while Sonny's doing the TV thing.
You're doing the preseason.
Yes, just the preseason.
Congratulations. So it's off to Tampa on Friday.
Yes, which means that Friday, which would be a truncated show for us anyway, mm-hmm. because I would have to knock off halfway through to do the pregame show anyway.
Right.
I'll be going down to Tampa Bay, so the show Friday will be in the capable hands of Mike.
And I will tell you right now that in honor of that, I've got something very special planned for Friday's show. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm bringing back the deep fryer.
All right.
Yeah.
Right to your bag of tricks.
Immediately I go for the old standbys, and we're going to be cooking. We're going to be making food. It's not going to affect the show all that much, but no. I am going to be bringing in a deep fryer I know Charlie Stossel's going to be here on Friday.
Yeah.
We're going to talk to Olympia Dukakis on Friday, the Oscar winner. She won't be here, though, but if she's here, I'll give her some fried food. Rob, you can decide what we need to deep fry.
All right.
All right, very good.
So anyway, suffice to say,
congratulations on a wonderful gig. That is another pleat in your cape.
I am more than excited about
it. Sure.
But the more I find out about it, the more I realize how surreal it's going to be. And I can't wait to come back and tell you. Because, I mean, I've done the pregame show. And it's always been understood that I'm doing the pregame show because the pregame show is really football, but it's also kind of entertainment. Well, now I'm crossing that line. For instance, I had a meeting today before the show. And they said to me, all right, everything's fine. Here's the deal. Fly down to Tampa Thursday night. Friday morning, got a breakfast meeting with Frank and Sam. where you guys will discuss the game plan.
Right.
Then you go over to the stadium at about 3 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
And you go down and you meet with the coaches.
Sure.
I mean, I'm used to hanging around the Redskins, and I'm used to being buddies with North Turner, but this is now... Moving it up one notch.
Yeah. I think this is going to help your pregame show during the regular season, too.
Oh, absolutely.
I think it'll be terrific.
So I'm loving it, and want to thank everybody for giving me the opportunity.
And you got two guys up there, two other guys. How easy can it get?
Yeah, right.
It'll be fantastic. You'll enjoy yourself. You're gonna have the luxury of just picking your spot.
Right. I'm just going to talk when Frank's not talking.
Right.
And I plan on having, during the Redskins game, a running conversation with Sam Huff,
mm-hmm.
just during the game.
Excellent.
I'll just start picking his brain, uh-huh. and just take it from there.
Absolutely.
And I'm ready for all the same crap that Dennis Miller got.
Sure.
But frankly, F anybody who doesn't like this idea.
You love football.
I love football. I love the Redskins. And F all of the former Redskins, who I'm sure will be calling in today. I don't want to mention any names, but Charles, man,
mm-hmm.
anybody who might be calling up today, very upset. Cause I know there are a bunch of former Redskins that have been jockeying for this position while Sonny's off doing the TV thing.
Mm-hmm. It's a little avant-garde. It's cutting edge, and I think it's going to work. I think it's going to work quite nicely.
Sure.
Well, I'm loving it, and I love Sonny, Sam, and Frank, and they do a great job, and I was simply trying to interject my personality and my love of the Redskins into the regular broadcast.
Absolutely.
Along with doing the pregame show.
I know you're excited about
that. And I forgot to tell you the other great part. Because I'm now going to be a member of the broadcast team, at least temporarily,
mm-hmm.
that means that I'll be in the locker room doing the interviews after the game. How queer is that?
There you go. You've never done that before,
no,
right?
No.
You've always gotten done doing your pregame and then been off, been a fan.
Right. Yeah, I go sit in the seats with freedom. So I'm excited.
Brand new experiences. I think it'll get. Yeah, I really think it'll improve the pregame show because you'll get more of a perspective on what it's like. And I hope to God they win.
That's Friday night. They better, Mike.
Yeah.
They better win.
That's right. Now, on behalf of all the fans out there that listen to RadioCast, and get a little frustrated when the announcers don't tell it like it is. If they do start getting hammered and get really beaten, I just start to really diss them. Really slam them. Don't be like those Homer Company guys that I listen to. You know, like years and years of announcers that are just playing it. You be the fan.
Listen.
Haven't I always?
Absolutely.
I do on the pregame show.
I do the same thing during the preseason.
And I'm not talking, you know, if it's a close game, it's, you know, they lose by a touchdown, that's one thing. If it's a blowout, Tampa Bay, by some miracle, happens to come in and really just waste the Redskins. I really want to hear, hey, see that guy? He sucks.
No problem.
Very good, thank you.
No problem.
Thank you very much.
I'm there for you. So I'm excited, you know.
Sure.
It's going to turn the Washington broadcasting industry on its ear. And
I'm just jacked about it.
Excellent.
And
I got more, I mean, I've known about it for a couple of days. We didn't finalize it until last night, and I was able to get home and catch the last couple of seconds of Dennis Miller on Monday Night Football.
Dennis Miller sounded like he'd settled down a little bit from that that opening that we listened to on the show yesterday.
Oh my God, he was wound up. Oh, the mole just walked by.
Hi, mole.
He was wound up during that opening part that we heard.
Yeah he was.
But
he's only going to get better. I think he's going to be fantastic.
He said a lot of really good, funny stuff last night. And like I said to the guys here when they were talking to me about doing this, they said, well, be prepared for all the crap.
Mm-hmm.
I said, well, I got plenty of crap when it was announced that I was going to do the Redskins pregame show. And it's the same thing. Who says that you have to have been a player or that you have to be a broadcast journalist extraordinaire to sit down and do what all guys do? Sit on their ass, watch the game, and say, Jesus, how could that guy have dropped that pass?
Well, but, you know, it's not like you're just an average fan. I should say that also. I mean, your level of fandom supersedes anything that I've seen from an average fan. You know your stuff, and you don't say it very often, and I know you low-key it, but you do know what you're talking about when it comes to football. I think Dennis Miller, from what I heard last night, it's the same thing. It's not... Yes, it is a fan. It's a guy that's never played. You're not a sports journalist, but you do know, you know, when this guy did this, when this guy did this.
Mm-hmm. You know enough to get you by, but that's not why you're there. And I'm not even there to really call the game.
Right.
I'm just there to offer my observations.
You'd like to, wouldn't you?
Well,
you'd like to call the game. You'd like to, you know.
In a dream scenario.
Frank and Sam, okay. But, I mean, frankly, you could do play-by-play and color. It's been done before by sportscasters.
One-man booth.
There he goes. Johnson drops back, throws across the middle. Boy, I tell you, that was a fine pass. I agree, Don.
Hello, Don and Mike's show.
Hey, Donnie boy.
Hey, buddy.
Congratulations.
Oh, thank you. Well, so everybody listen on Friday night. You know, the Redskins have a radio network of 75 stations, so maybe you'll be able to pick it up somewhere.
That's right.
Well, listen, as a longtime Don and Mike listener and a longtime Redskins fan, I think it's great. I'm excited to hear you on there. And I think you're going to do a fine job. You just have that high caliber personality, and you're going to do great.
Well, all right, blah, blah. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Hey.
Thank you. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, congrats for the job there that you're about to undertake. But do me one favor.
Yes.
Change your voice. You put a more manly voice for the football broadcast.
Yeah, you see that?
Here we go.
You get a nice call, you get a mean call.
Right.
Nice call, mean call.
Listen,
mean call. Ying and yang, ying and yang.
My voice,
I just want to hear football voice.
My voice is my voice.
I hear you.
Football
but, you
voice.
Know,
like,
it changed a little bit, just slightly, you know.
No, I'm not going to use a phony voice.
No, not phony, but you know, this way. When you talk to Bart and you're using a stern voice, I'm sure that voice sounds a little different than you normally sound when you're, you know, easy going.
Well, I am not going to change my presentation for the football game. I don't change my presentation for the pregame show.
Be like Wally Cleaver going, hello, Mrs. Cleaver.
Yeah, right.
He come down with something.
Jeff George is coming to the game. Man, he can throw that big skin.
Oh, please, come on. Get out of here.
Right.
Please, stop raining on my parade.
Yeah.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
And in this corner, with a professional sales record of 1 win, 0 losses, with that 1 win by way of knockout just a few short hours ago, Thunder Tim McWilliams.
I have Tim's cell phone. We're going to attempt to call him in a moment.
I think, you know, nobody can spin a tail like Tim. Tim probably has more broadcast experience than anybody else on the sales staff.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Don, buddy.
Hey, buddy.
You're the man.
Thank you.
Hey, congratulations.
Thanks.
Anyway, I always turn down the TV sound and listen to the radio with these guys anyway. But unless they got Riggo on, Riggo's always a pleasure to listen to.
Right.
And was it Dennis Miller? He was running down the running back corps for New England, and he was doing different observations. That they,
come on, get to the point, please.
The fact that they had in there right now was under...
I'm sorry.
Couldn't understand what the hell the guy was saying. Something about Dennis Miller, but right. I couldn't decipher that.
It was Jason Hainline.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Yes, how about next time when you get the real job, why don't you use the Big Daddy voice, huh? How about no, Don?
What?
That's you.
What?
What's he talking about? What is that?
Even he doesn't
know. Is this going to be another day of calls
no,
we don't understand?
Hold on. What were you talking about?
He's gone.
This is Mr. Bigglesworth. I am severely pissed off.
This is not a guy. This is just a guy doing some trying to do some bad shtick.
Are you trying to do Dr. Evil?
No, this is Mr. Bigglesworth, his flesh-colored cat.
See?
Help
Hello.
The weird.
Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don. Congratulations on a Redskin gig.
Oh, thanks.
And now that you're part of the broadcast team, does that mean when they win the Super Bowl this year, you'll get a ring?
I don't think so. I don't think they give the disc jockeys for the Redskins Super Bowl
ring. Do the broadcasters get rings?
Let me just tell you, when I was out at Redskins Park today, like I would be any time for a preseason game, get ready for the pregame show, and we were looking through the Redskins media guide to show you how the Redskins prioritize the radio broadcast.
Mm-hmm.
It's on the next to last page of the media guide, and in the heading, it says radio/cheerleaders.
Ah,
because
wow.
The radio part is on the left-hand side of the page, and on the right-hand side of the page, they have the bios of all of the Redskins cheerleaders.
Oh, right. So would they have pictures of Frank and Sonny? And they have pictures?
Yeah, a group picture of Sonny, Sam, and Frank.
There you go.
All of them, shirtless.
All right.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don.
Hey, buddy.
Congratulations.
Oh, thanks. Just please listen Friday.
Yeah, way to go, Chief.
Right, pal.
Yeah, I was wondering if you guys thought Dennis Miller sounded a little bit kind of flat throughout the broadcast last night.
Nervous, I think, is how he described it.
And that's totally understandable.
Right.
I mean, that's what's great about, these games is he's tuning up. And I guess it was Don Allmyer that I read today said they'll be at peak form by mid-October. And I think that's probably right, too. It takes a while.
Yeah, I hope so.
Good.
Hey, F. Frank Ahern.
Right.
Amen.
For whatever reason. Thank you.
All right, thanks, my friend.
Thank you. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Last call. Hello.
Hey, Don.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, I was wondering if I could come down and cook with Mike on Friday.
Oh, you know what? I was actually thinking about somebody to come down and do that with me. No.
Okay, goodbye.
No.
Goodbye.
There he goes.
Cooking for me.
It broke his heart. Just thinking now. I haven't even decided what we're going to cook.
Maybe we make that Mexican fried ice cream, Rob.
Donuts.
I like Jesus. That.
Donuts.
Yeah.
You make the dough?
Sure.
All right, good. All right.
Okay, those tapping touchdowns right there.
Hey, I can't duplicate what you do, you know? I mean,
I know.
You take off for a couple hours, it's going to be a goddamn cooking show. I'm sorry. I got to be me.
Call 100 time now. And your chance to win $500 with the secret sound. 877-365-3636.
Yum, yum.
Be the 100th caller.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Have the ability to talk about affairs of the heart without using graphic sexual terminology.
It's time to lock crotches and swap gravy. It's time for Don and Mike.
Yeah. I bet there's no way we can read the article on the radio.
No, absolutely. I mean,
no.
You're looking at it like you want to read it.
Yeah, of course.
Well, there's a good article today in the New York Post.
Well, if you read it, you can read it, it'll be fine, but it just won't see the light of day in New York.
That's, or anywhere else.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, or anywhere else.
That's... And that's because...
We are living in an atmosphere of total censorship.
I wish I could comment on the article in today's New York Post... concerning something that we're not allowed to talk about.
It's gonna be May.
But, as you know, we can't comment.
Oh, look at this censorship surrounding all of us. All of us!
How is it that they can write about it in the newspaper, yet we can't talk about it on the radio? I guess because the newspaper's not owned by CBS.
Yeah, because
right.
Ken Stevens is the editor-in-chief of the New York Post.
Someday. Well... it's in there.
Well, this music stays heavy right till the end.
It does, Mike. Well, not only are they censoring what we want to say, They're now censoring our ability to simply read stories out of the newspaper.
Yeah, we wouldn't win that game. You know, we wouldn't win that game where, hey, we were just simply reading a newspaper story. No, because it would fall under the umbrella that we are currently living under.
And one of the things I heard last night was, congratulations, we've moved up in the world. You know how we used to operate with an 8-second delay?
Mm-hmm.
We are now on a 1-minute delay. Meaning that...
Oh, wow, that's good. Well, you think that's going to screw people up when they call the show?
Meaning that if they want to... As a matter of fact, they may have just edited us right now.
I just heard something.
Did you just hear that little kerplunk?
Hey, Charlie, were we edited?
Did you guys just take that out? Now, why would they edit out the fact that we're being edited out?
There's still a delay, so I don't know.
All right. We'll maybe they didn't. I don't know. But, Buzz, you also heard that sound in
your
headphones?
Yes, I did.
You didn't hit the dumb, did you?
No, all the people who could do the editing were just talking.
Oh, okay, good, excellent.
So, thank you.
Oh, very good. All right, good.
All right, thank you.
All right.
Make them talk again.
So that's the latest here from Radio Moscow. Time for call 100 right now. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Don and Mike.
Hey, buddy, who's this?
This is Gary.
Gary. Hi, Gary. Gary, where are you calling from?
Manteca.
Gary, you've won the Nick and Knight prize pack. 3-hour block party every night at 9. Tonight, it's Gilligan Tuesday.
Oh, Gilligan.
On Nick at Night. Are you ready to go for the money?
Ready, go for it.
Okay, here we go with $500. Someone's got to guess this soon because we're coming to the end of the Secret Sound Road.
Right.
We wish you Godspeed. Please don't answer till Mike sings like...
Robert Goulet.
Godspeed.
Caller, name this sound.
There's the sound. I could read you the stuff in the newspaper. It goes so far to reinforce all of the things that we said before we were censored.
And the odds are in my favor.
Yes!
Yeah!
Oh, yes! For $500, what's the sound?
Is that the spring release on a DVD player? Portable DVD player?
No.
No.
But you have no idea how close you are. Thank you.
Thanks.
And don't forget that every guess is a clue for you.
For you.
And that's me saying that. That's not Rob saying who wants to jip everybody out of the money. Okay? I'm just telling you, you're close. You're in the ballpark with that guess.
I'm not even going to ask questions because I might blow it.
Somebody made a similar guess last week.
Yes, they did.
And I tried to tell them then that they were very, very close. Just a nun's pubic hair away from the correct answer.
Oh, that's close.
Okay. Got some stuff in the mail. We got a... let's see. What do you want to hear about? We got a an offer to be in an independent film.
A real movie?
Independent film.
Independent can be anything.
We've got a guy who's made a record... And references our show in his record. And we've got, what is this? We just got a fax. If you want to do our gay thing, we got a fax about Barbara Streisand's farewell concert in New York.
Mm-hmm.
That there's a company in New York that is selling packages for radio stations to give away to their listeners.
Wonderful.
To Barbara Streisand's final concert.
Hello, gorgeous.
And they're only charging $3,000 a couple.
Oh, my God.
Right. So we can call them up. Oh, we got to call Tim McWilliams.
Yeah, to find out what the deal is, there was a major altercation here at
first.
Our home station in Washington, D.C., in the sales department. You might be familiar with Tim McWilliams.
Sure, everybody is. The singing sales guy.
A rather pugnacious individual.
Ask him about his fight today with Brad.
A pugilist.
A fighter.
From the mean streets of New York.
Yep.
Tim versus Bradley.
Used to pal around with Sammy the Bull Gravano.
Yep. He's not going to pick up. We're going to get his voicemail.
Welcome to Verizon Wireless. The cellular customer you have called is not available at this time.
Oh, he doesn't even have the thing that has his own greeting.
Wow.
Like the voicemail for Tim McWilliams.
He seemed so happy last evening. I just don't understand.
No, he was...
To Verizon Wireless.
He was pissed.
The cellular customer you...
He's not there. He got pissed... I was sitting at the bar talking to Ken,
right,
about this Redskins thing, and Tim walked over, and he was very jovial. He said, "How are you guys doing?" And Ken turned around and said, "Go away." And Tim said, "Huh? Come on." And Ken said, "Go away."
Yeah.
I mean, he wasn't kidding him.
Right.
He wanted him to go away.
Being the boss.
Right.
Being the boss. Oh. Has anyone spoken to Brad? Is Brad still here? But, I mean, what would Brad bring to the subject?
You know? Oh, I don't know.
Is he here? Is Brad here?
Brad's like the girl in this, right?
Well, Brad's the one who was obviously... well, Brad, though, let go an F you. We didn't know that until Shondell told us. Well, is Brad Griffin here?
I don't know. If he is, bring him to us, please.
Has Brad ever been on the show?
I don't think so.
I don't think,
Brad's ever...
Hello, Don, on my show.
Yeah, isn't Buzz, maybe all of you, constitutionally protected about discussing what's-his-face under freedom of the press?
Well, listen, first off, I don't even think...
It's gonna be May.
I don't even think you can say what's-his-face, even though we all know what you mean.
No, you know, this isn't a democracy here. We're working for the man.
Right? No, there is no such thing as free speech at CBS. Thank you, though.
All right.
Thank you.
Goodbye.
That's why we play our communist music.
Mm-hmm. We're censored.
That's why we can't read you the article in the newspaper today. Hello, Donna Mike Show.
Hey, guys, it's Fez.
Hey.
Fez, I got something to say.
What?
Well, first I'd like to say, hey, Buzz, I got some porterhouse and magnums. I'm going to be stopping over later.
Okay.
I got another thing to say.
What?
My good friend, Charlie Stossel, his nephew, little Bobby, he's in the...
Okay, I don't want to hear that.
God.
Hello, Donna Mike Show.
Oh, dear.
I think the only Fez I want to hear from now on is the real Fez.
The real one.
So I think he's going to be calling in again very soon to profess his love for Buzz.
Hey.
This is just in. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello?
Hello?
Hey, I got a question for you.
Yes.
On the New York Times, what page in the newspaper? We check the website.
It's page 3 of the New York Times.
New York Times. Thank you. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hi, my name is Kristen, and I have a tape that you guys might be interested in getting your hands on.
What's that, honey?
My fiancé and I ordered a tape from Carnival Cruise Line for our cruise, and Kathy Lee Gifford is the host and sings 2 songs on it.
No thanks.
Okay.
Old news.
Thank you, though.
Yep.
All right, goodbye.
Bye, baby. She's pretty close to dead to us now.
Mm-hmm. She is, right. Yeah.
And then she's going to find that out with all the media outlets, including Regis.
Connie Lee Gifford. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello, Mike. I saw you at the show, and I've decided I want to hump you like a rabbit mongoose and hump Don with a football. Thank you.
Goodbye. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey.
Hey.
The article in the Post, can you tell us the page it's on?
No, because it was faxed to us.
Oh.
Toward the back.
You know, it's in the back, like where the TV radio stuff is.
Can you put it on the website?
Can I put it on what website?
On the Don and Mike, when we go see your page.
We don't have a website.
Well, you got the one that the girls have that should put...
That's their website.
Right, no, I'm not going to put this article on 2Exposed.com.
Okay.
All right, thank you, though.
All right.
Listen, the newspaper's like 50 cents.
Mm-hmm.
Go buy it.
It's at major bookstores.
Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, Brad Griffin, part of the altercation this morning. This will be his debut appearance on the Don and Mike Show. Brad
Thank
Griffin.
You.
Hello, Brad.
Thank you, Brad.
How are you, Brad?
Brad, would you like to tell us your half of the beating you took today?
Well, there was no beating. There was a situation where we were presenting information on the radio station, and Tim felt that something should be added or not be added, and... we just had to scream it over that.
I see it, kind of a screaming match.
I guess a screaming match, yes.
Have there been tensions, Brad, between you and Tim McWilliams prior to the little blow-up that happened this morning?
I would say not. Tim and I get along well.
You get along well.
Who fired the first F-bomb today in the sales meeting?
That'd be me.
That would do. Ah.
Oh, I see. So you perhaps instigated the reaction from...
Were you the aggressor?
I would say that I overreacted, but, you know, what are you going
to
do?
At any point, did you think that really you were really going to have to, you know, duke it out with Tim?
No.
Not at all. You argue with Tim all the time?
Jokingly.
Jokingly.
But Tim, you know, he needs sometimes to have the type of, what's the word I'm looking for?
I don't know.
Upper hand?
Not upper hand, but attention. He needs attention, I guess.
He needs attention.
Very good.
Yeah, so.
All right.
So when you were giving your presentation, that was it that you said something under your breath or Tim said something under his breath?
I don't think anyone said anything under their breath. We both pretty much said what we had to say out in front, which probably wasn't very professional. But you know.
And who didn't like whose presentation? Is he didn't like your presentation?
I don't think he didn't like it. He had a comment over personality at the station.
Oh, what, a disc jockey?
No. Personality is in the station, I should say.
Oh, in the station.
Right.
So wait a minute. You guys are arguing about somebody who works here?
Not so much about that, but what we were presenting in the meeting as far as where...
You know, all these guys talk in code.
They talk in code. Brad, would you be talking to try to avoid the specific individuals or subject matter or...
Well, I think better if Tim was here. We could talk about it that way versus... You know,
if Tim was here.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So in other words, Tim had a problem with your presentation.
I don't know if problem is the right word.
Oh, Brad.
Oh, dear.
Tim did not. Tim felt something should not have been in there that was in there.
Okay. And what was in there?
Is it a secret?
No.
What was it? What did he feel that?
A ranking that we do of each part of the program or the station that we see.
Each day part.
Exactly.
Right.
Each day part.
And what day part did he think should not be in there?
It wasn't so much what should be there, but just the way it was presented. We're a male-based station, it's female-based stations.
Right.
We were talking about another radio station that does very well with females, and
so Tim didn't feel like that station should even be in there.
Something to that effect, yeah.
I agree with Tim.
These boys. I don't know.
Well, Mike, I sided with Brad. I'm sorry.
F you.
All right, thank you, Brad.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. You're the talk of the station, you know.
I hear that.
You know.
That's why I came in.
Brad, let's play golf sometime.
Anytime.
Great.
Very macho.
I promise I won't say something mean to you like I did last time.
Bradley, everybody.
I was playing golf with Brad before he even worked here. He was working for an actual client of the station, and I used my standard line. Brad was kind of spraying it all over the golf course.
Hitting them left and right?
Yeah, and I said, it's a loft problem. He said, loft problem? What is it? He's very curious about it. And I said, it's a loft problem. I'll tell you later. He played a few more holes. He's spraying it all over. Finally, we get about to the 12th or 13th fairway, and he hits it, and it goes into the woods. I said, that's that loft problem. He said, well, you tell me, what is the loft problem? I said, it's lack of effing talent. And everybody laughed, but Brad didn't. And it's never been the same with him since then.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hi, Don and Mike. I was just wondering if you guys knew that the Crypt Keeper was mentioning the situation today with that other DJ.
And hold on. Now, you got to be very careful. Are you talking about the disc jockey who has to breathe with an oxygen tank?
Yes.
So the disc jockey who was thrown off his horse?
Yes.
And doesn't that just sound funny? The disc jockey who was thrown off his horse.
He went on a tirade this morning. He talked about Opie and Anthony, but he said that the other DJ that we can't mention is basically gutless. And he went on...
How come it's okay for him to do that?
Named him. That's what blew my mind.
How come it's okay for Imus to do that?
I don't know. He named him by name and went on for about 5 minutes saying how gutless he was.
I'm not going to get all worked up about
this. Yeah, I know, and you could. You could easily. No, I'm not going
to
say anything.
I know.
I'm not going to stoke the fire.
Thank you. Love you. Goodbye. Jesus Christ. I mean, really?
Everybody talks about everybody else. Everybody slams everybody else.
No. Different rules for different DJs.
I suppose.
That's it. I guess we're just not high up enough on the food chain
probably
to be able to talk about other disc jockeys.
I think that's it. I think that's exactly what it is.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hello.
Hello, you're on the air.
Hi, how are you?
Hi, sweetie. How are you, Cupcake?
Oh, I'm doing just peachy.
All right, darling.
What can we do for you, doll?
I wanted to let you know that I thought that there was a word that you were looking for this morning or this evening.
What's that, dollface?
We're talking about women with large chests, large boobs.
Yes, honey.
It's hypermammiferous.
What is it, baby cake?
Hypermammiferous.
Use the word in a sentence, please.
Oh, my God, that woman is so hypermammiferous. I don't know how to use it in a sentence.
Well, you're telling us the word. Is this a made-up word or a word like in the dictionary?
It is in my father's dictionary.
Oh, your father's sex dictionary?
The sectionary.
Sectionary.
All right, thank you. Goodbye.
He comes up with a lot of words.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Were you close with your father?
Oh, she's gone. Bye, sweetheart.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
I'm guessing the answer is yes.
Hello, this is Mr. Dick Filett calling on behalf of Filthy Farmers Magazine.
Oh, come on. Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Yeah, how you doing, Don and Mike?
Hey, buddy.
Hey, I was going to talk to you.
Are you laughing at that last guy?
I'm sorry.
Are you laughing
at the part that was Filthy Farmers Magazine? I just was picturing a little magazine cover there, Filthy Farmers. You know? Yeah, like just a straw hat, nothing else. You know,
just big stiffy. Hello. And maybe one of those pitchforks.
Like a pitchfork in one hand.
Like that picture of that old man, that old woman.
Maybe like Mad Magazine cover, too. You know, just a naked cartoon.
Hello.
Folded at the arrows. But anyways, I was going to talk to you about Dennis Miller yesterday.
What about him?
But, I don't know, this other DJ that kind of got thrown off the horse. I was wondering if you were to give out the number for CBS, can I call him and then complain about this censorship?
It's in the phone book.
Can't you give it out and have your army start?
All right, hold on. Yes, I'd be glad to give you the number.
I'm going
to
tie up their phone lines.
There's the number. I'm just going to give it to you, though.
You're BSing me.
Now, let me take you off the air for a second.
No.
Okay? Hold on. Here's the number. 1-800-275-4277.
Was that like... Now, are you serious? Is this like 1-800, how's my driving?
No. No, it's not. That number just for you is 1-800-275-4277.
You're killing me.
Listen, you're calling and you're asking for the number to CBS. I'm giving you a confidential number.
Okay, 275.
Don't say it on the air now.
You're back
on the air now.
God, come on. He gives you a private number and you're going to blab it to everybody.
I won't do that.
I mean, we appreciate the support. That's the toll-free number to the CBS programming family.
Okay, take me back off and give me the last four digits.
All right. Hold on, please. All right, the number in its entirety is 1-800-275.
Right.
4277.
4277.
Okay, now I'm going to put you back on the air, okay?
Okay, I won't blab that number out.
All right, you're back on the air.
Now, I got this 1-800 number.
Yes.
It's 275.
Oh, now, come on. Come on, listen. Now, see, I can't trust you.
No, you can trust me.
No, you
put me back on the air.
No, I just put you back on the air, and you started to give out the number for CBS programming.
Okay, you can trust me.
Okay, I gave it to you, so don't say it.
I will not.
All right, when somebody, you know, extends a favor to you like that, you don't go blabbing it.
And I'll hold that olive branch really tight.
Thank you.
One more thing.
What?
Can I make a call out? We need some soup, man.
All right, thank you.
I am thirsty and hungry.
You know, why don't I even give such an idiot the important number to CBS?
You know, the only good thing, that one might not still be working. That might actually be the one that was shut down.
We'll have to try it.
Thank you.
Goodbye. Goodbye. Let me make sure.
It's 1-800. Just like our computers, our phone lines for CBS are just
4-2-7.
Up and down. So I hope it works. This is a CBS secret line.
The programming number at CBS.
See if it works.
Yeah?
Well, maybe not, see?
Welcome, baby.
Oh, there it is.
Your exclusive backdoor party. Oh, that's right, honey. Get right behind me and my bisexual friends. Oh, and then have it all your way. And then ask for what drives you wild.
What's that?
Just ask for ass.
Oh, my God. That number spells out 1-800-ASK-FOR-ASS.
Oh, my.
Ask for ass.
Here we were thinking we're giving them a super secret CBS number.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Don, baby, how are you?
Hey, buddy.
Hey, Don. Mike, too. I'm wondering, did you get to check out Melissa Stark last night?
Oh, man.
She's a POA.
You know, I went to the ratings party, and she was on the screens they had in the bar in there.
Major POA.
Oh, boy, they're moving on up.
You know what she is? She's like a grown-up Christine Kerner.
Yep.
Oh, Melissa Stark. Wow.
Very nice analogy there.
Yes.
Rob, was it you that said that? We hope we can talk to her at the Super Bowl.
I hope we can.
Absolutely. Me too.
The dirty little bird she is.
Oh, naughty lady. She's so bad on the sideline.
Melissa Stark. She's so hot.
So hot.
It's the reason to watch Monday Night Football.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Just watch the hot girl on the sideline.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
Yeah.
Baby.
Football.
Baby.
This little girl had knockers.
All right. You're driving me stark, raving mad.
Hello. Don and Mike show.
I'd like to see her stark naked.
I got a ladder in my pants, and it's the ladder to your heart. Melissa Stark, climb that ladder.
She's hyper-mammiferous?
Man, I am.
No.
No? No, she actually appears to be maybe like a carpenter's dream.
Yep.
Flat as a board and easy to screw.
She's very, very attractive.
But she's cute.
You're taken by her.
Yeah, she's really good. Well, she's been on ESPN for a long time. She's nobody new to those of us who like our sports hotties.
Very happy that the Stark brought her.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Don.
Thank God they didn't give it to that Linda Cohen from ESPN.
Mm-mm.
Jesus Christ, that horse mouth on that woman drives me nuts. She got bigger gums than John Elway. John Elway looks at her and laughs.
Hello, this is SportsCenter.
Hi, you are on the air.
More shows here.
Don, how's it going?
Who is this?
Morris Jones, M-O-R-R-I-S, Jones.
You know Morris Jones.
Morris Jones, I'm sorry. Hi, Morris.
What's going on? Hey, did you notice they didn't put me on the Republican convention?
Why is that, Morris?
I wouldn't pay for it.
Huh. Poor Morris
Jones.
How
about my hairspray getting on the, on the plane? They wanted to put me on a Concorde over there, but, I wouldn't go for it.
Morris Jones is this guy. He used to be the anchor on Channel 5. And then he got fired, and he's the weekend anchor now.
Mm-hmm.
And
don't give me any work.
And during the week, if you ever watch the 10 o'clock news on Channel 5,
right?
Occasionally they have him doing, like, the wacky man on the street interview now.
Yeah, nobody does it better.
Yeah, and he's so awkward. Joe. He's so awkward. He's so stiff.
Yeah, but nobody wears a faux turtleneck, like mock turtleneck.
Mock turtleneck.
A mock turtleneck, just like Morris Jones. And, hey, Morris, this weekend, I know it's warm, but do you think you could wear the red mock turtleneck?
Yeah, I think I'm going to be in Ocean City this weekend, so I'll put it right on for you.
Oh, good for you.
Sit on the beach with a big mock turtleneck on.
Sure.
Hi, it's Morris Jones.
Fantastic.
Mojo. Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Don't stop. Hey, gentlemen.
Hi.
Buzz is the resident sex expert. Would you agree? He's probably more experienced than any of you guys.
Well, he's done more stuff.
I want to ask him something.
Okay.
Buzz, have you ever done 71?
Now, that one I haven't heard of.
Sounds like a joke to me. I just want to say that.
Yeah. I hope with two fingers up your butt.
No, I haven't. Thank you. And goodbye.
Ugh. Jesus Christ.
Dumb. I'm
Hello.
Sorry.
Wait a minute. Hold on.
The number of your last incoming call was 530.
Okay. Get the number. We got to call this guy back.
After.
Just tell him that wasn't funny.
Not at all. And that's like a hit and run. That's like the gangbangers doing a hit and run.
The coward's way out. Accept your commentary.
Mm-hmm.
Accept the critique.
What do you need, Robbie?
Just hang up there.
Oh, just hang it up?
Yeah.
Got it. Okay. Calling him back right now?
Getting the area code.
It was 50-something.
503.
Mm-hmm. Or was it 530?
Yeah, let me rewrite it. I got in the wrong number here.
Might have been 305.
No.
What was it? It was 530.
503, I thought.
503.
One out of 12.
Buzz thinks it's 503.
Buzz is wrong.
Okay.
Buzz is wrong. But
wrong again.
Here comes Broyhill.
Yeah, I was going to say he's 530. He calls all the time.
All right, thank you.
Okay. Call him and have a word with him.
Right.
Just, it's not like some of the guys that call that are, giving us a hard time, but it is a guy that called with a bad joke, and he should be told that wasn't nice.
And then he just hung up.
Very bad.
Stay on the line. Take your punishment.
So you can critique your attempted home war.
And answer the phone.
Be big. Our phone's like working super slow today.
Mike, it's the...
I'm sorry.
Listen. You're slowing the show down. You're an anvil.
I'm sorry.
You're on the air.
Of course, sir.
You know that you're on the air.
There you go.
Christ.
Yes,
don't do this anymore.
No, sir.
You're a bad caller.
Yes, sir.
Or maybe put your number in the gay magazine.
No, sir, please.
All right, thank you.
All right, thank you for taking your medicine like a man.
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you, Ben.
Bye-bye. And incidentally, for all callers that we call back...
That's how you handle it.
That is how it's handled. You see how painless that was for him? He took his medicine.
Just said, I'm sorry.
And it's over. It's exact. Yes, sir. No, sir. Absolutely, sir. Click.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Don.
Yes.
Please come get me.
Why?
Please, I've been here for 2 months.
Oh, is this a guy pretending to be my car?
This is your Volvo, Don.
Okay. It's now 2 months and a day that my car has been in the shop.
And I'm sorry when we drove in at the same time today when I said to you, is that a new one? Because it had a...
You got a new one already?
No, it's a loner.
No, they just keep giving me loners.
It's has a sticker on it, though, like it was a new one,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
I thought you had gotten a replacement vehicle when you just got out of your car and said no.
Not a chance. Not a chance.
You scared me.
As soon as I get that car back, I'm pushing it off a cliff. Call my insurance company. Say, I don't know what happened to my car.
Have they given you, just out of curiosity, have they given you an estimated time when that car will be ready?
A month ago.
Oh, God.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Fellas, what's up, Buzz?
Hi.
What's going on? You guys seen the ESPN commercial with all the bad accidents in sports, and they show Melissa Stark getting hit by a meteor?
Yeah, except they don't really show it. It cuts to that snowy look when it happens. Yeah, I've seen it.
She sure is a babe, though.
She is, sure is.
Hottie.
She's babe-alicious.
Bad.
I mean, really. She's like, give me a spoon, right? Because you don't want to miss one drop.
Oh, man.
Spoon that up. Later on, guys.
A Melissa Starks.
Oh, boy.
Hello, Don Mike Show.
Melissa.
Hello.
How are you?
Will you be in the sheriff?
Yeah, I was sheriff head there. Just a second.
Yeah, Miss Stargate, sheriff head. I sure do like your work.
She might be hotter than that girl who we patched it up with, who I called a whore.
Bonnie Bernstein.
Oh. However, the last time we saw Bonnie Bernstein was at Rudy Martsky's party at the Super Bowl, and we saw her in person up close, and she did look
pretty good,
pretty hot. But I bet that Melissa Stark would look
pretty
turbo hot if we. Well, Rudy, you'll have to have another party.
Hello.
Hey, Don. How's it going, man?
Hey, buddy.
Hey, not to mention any names, but the one big nose DJ who.
Okay. You are going to be censored. You know that they are going to take the hunk out of the show if you do that.
I'm sorry about the guy who fell off the horse today. My name.
What about...
The big nose... Deep
okay, hold on. That's
one.
The guy that...
It's gonna be me.
The guy that we can't talk about. What about him?
The DJ by name.
Don't you understand that? Now, I'm going to be edited for saying this, but I'm going to say it. This is what's wrong with the whole situation. The guy who's handing down the edicts breaks the edicts himself.
Yeah, however, and I don't like to argue the other side here, but those guys have done that forever. So that's been going on between those two, I mean, since the very, very beginning.
I don't know.
That doesn't make it right, but it has been. I think that's why who knows?
Do we have to have a lung collapse before we get the same preferential treatment?
I have no idea. I think it's very, very difficult situation.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
You know, Dennis Miller mentioned your best friend Rudy Martsky last night.
I heard him do that right at the end of his broadcast.
Yeah, he said... something, yeah, Rudy Martsky, man.
He was talking about, I guess, being nervous and having some kind of mess-ups during the telecast, and he made a reference to what will Rudy Martsky write, and I couldn't believe it. I almost fell out of the chair.
Dirty, crusty underwear, though.
That is hilarious.
Yeah, right, the underwear that we saw on the show.
How funny is that? That on Dennis Miller's first night, on this big national stage, he mentions Rudy Martsky.
Absolutely.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. The goat guy.
Goat
right,
man.
Hold on a second, everybody. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Well, let's see if I got a phone call.
No.
I'm not on the phone. I'm right here.
Oh. It's going to take a phone call.
Well, where's the phone? I'm not buying it. I think it's fixed. Not buying
Do you get the feeling
that you're gay? Yes!
As a radio plushie for over 6 million listeners. The Don and Mike Show.
Now listen, on Friday's episode, we give it away $16,000 to one person as a way of saying thank you for listening to those absolutely hideous TNT interviews that we've done.
Yeah.
Also, it is August 1st today. Rabbit, rabbit, rabbit. Coming soon, Trick Trivia.
Hey.
Oh, boy. Summertime edition.
And a steamy, sultry summertime edition.
And we're going to be filling up another beach house full of strangers with Big Joe DiCaprio.
Big Joe.
And tomorrow on the show, Survivor Wednesday, we'll have Gretchen on.
Excellent.
The bitchy school teacher that I didn't like. She'll be on tomorrow to tell us what's going on.
Exciting.
Okay, let's do the way out there.
All right.
And then on with the show. We received this fax today.
Mm-hmm.
Attention, radio promotions director. Send your listeners to Barbra Streisand's farewell concert in New York.
Yes.
Your Flight to Fantasy package includes two nights hotel at the Grand Hyatt, reserved lower level ticket for Barbra Streisand, dinner at Charlie O's, meal with choice of salad, three entrees, and coffee or tea.
Oh boy, what to do?
Ground transportation and hotel taxes.
They'll take care of the cab.
Now, I just have to point out that nowhere in here do they mention airfare.
Right.
I mean, it's like they give you round trip airport transfers.
Right.
But you have to pay your own to get to New York to go to the concert.
So you add airfare to whatever this is.
Right. And they're charging radio stations $3,000 a couple to give away these packages to their listeners.
My God.
So let's call and tell them that we're interested.
Those are expensive tickets. How many can we get?
Well, maybe 10. That would only be $30,000.
Will she be doing any songs from Funny Girl?
Well, if it's a farewell concert, I gotta think she would be.
Certainly not gonna go unless they're doing, you know, Funny Girl.
I think they will. How about Don't Put the Cat?
Sure hope so.
Right here on Way Out There.
Escape routes for great Canadian tours.
Yes, hi. This is the Way Out There show. We're live on the CBS radio network. Would you mind going on the air with us for just a moment? I want to tell you that we're big Barbra Streisand fans.
Okay.
Hello, my name is Ken Stevens.
And I'm Alan Linewand, and you're on Way Out There, and we're just big Barbra boosters, and we're just curious about what's going on.
Okay.
We received a fax.
All right, sure, I can help you.
We do a radio show on the CBS radio network. I hope that you're not offended when I tell you that we are both openly gay and proud about it.
We're out and we're proud.
That's why we call our show Way Out There.
Mm-hmm.
And we also love Barbra Streisand. And we heard about her big farewell concert at our radio station, received a copy of a fact from you with what seems like a very reasonable offer to get some of our listeners up to New York to see Barbra Streisand.
Because we're big Barbra fans, but of course we've got lots of listeners that are big Barbra fans. And, you know, who's not a Barbra fan? I remember when we were both out there, Ken and I were out to see Hello Gorgeous, the museum that recently shut down with all the Barbra paraphernalia out there. And it was just wonderful.
Oh, we love her. We love her so much.
We do indeed.
Uh-huh.
Can you tell us what the package includes? I mean, we're talking about it on the radio now because we're teasing our listeners. Hello?
Yes.
We're teasing our listeners with the fact that, frankly, we're thinking about buying a few of these packages.
And we're getting them excited talking about it because this is going to be her farewell concert, right?
Yes, that's correct.
Now, can you tell me, for the money, and I'm not going to mention the amount, but I just want to tell them to our listeners.
Okay.
Very reasonable.
Absolutely.
I mean, I would pay double the cost to see Babs at her final concert.
This is her last concert. That's a significant thing. And this is her last concert, right?
Yes, that is correct. It is her final live tour.
It's very reasonable. Alan.
I'm sorry.
Alan, buck up.
I just wish she'd keep performing.
Would you give him a hanky, please?
I just wish she would keep performing. I mean, I think it's silly.
Do you know, can you tell me first, do you know if Jim Brolin's going to be involved in any way in the show?
Not as far as I know.
Oh, thank God.
Not as far as I know.
Really?
We hate him.
Thank God.
Now, can you tell me, what should he be doing? Oh, that's such a snotty rag.
I'm sorry.
That is such a snotty rag.
Sorry. So tell us about the show.
Can you tell me, will she be doing all of her hits?
I would expect she will be, yes.
Now, here's the question that we have, and if there's a problem, we'll put you on with our manager, Mr. Sam Ben Ruby. But what we wanted to ask was, how many of these packages might be available if we, the radio show Way Out There, wanted to buy, say, 10 of them? Would you have 10 of them available?
Yes, that would be no problem.
Oh, that's fantastic. So we'd be able to get them from you and then give them to our listeners?
Sure.
Now, if we were to do this, if we were to get these 10 packages at a very reasonable rate. As I mentioned, I'd pay double. God, I love her.
I'd say triple.
I really would. Would there be any way that Alan and I could get some kind of a smooth? I mean, how do the hipsters say that? Is the word smooth? Smooth?
It's smooth. Is there anything like, if our radio station participates, would the hosts of Way Out There, Alan Limon, Ken Stevens, would we be able to get some sort of a maybe freebie?
I don't really think so.
Now, what if we
Why not?
What if we were to pay, would we be able to get some kind of special VIP treatment?
Yeah, we paid full price. Will we maybe be able to... Well, I'll just come out and say it. Is there a chance that we could go backstage and meet Barbra?
You're so bold, Alan.
I'm sorry. I just want to know. I mean, if we were part of the radio people that were sending our listeners up, is there a chance that we could go backstage and meet Barbra before the show?
Probably not. Only
because
not anything you can buy.
All right, listen, I have to do a bit of station business here. It's 39 minutes past the hour. You're listening to Way Out There. We're gay. We're proud. We're on the CBS Network. Hi, everybody. This is Ken Stevens.
And I'm Alan Linewand.
Stand by after this show, traffic and weather together. And then we're going to have Fez. And tonight on Fez's show, his special guest is going to be Jim J. Bullock.
It's going to be an exciting night of radio.
Right here on the Way Out There Network. And, of course, we're just all a flutter about Barbara Streisand.
Now, nothing has been etched in stone yet, but we've got a lady on the line who's telling us all about the wonderful Barbara Streisand show. What can our listeners expect to see at the final Barbara Streisand concert?
Well, as you know, this is the final tour, her final live tour, and she's only doing a very limited number of cities. I think it's only maybe 4 cities.
Yeah.
And New York is the big one.
Of course it is.
Will there be a special area for her gay fans?
I don't think so, no. But our quality is very good, so everybody...
Isn't that typical? There's just so much disappointment. We can't meet Barbara. We can't get free tickets to Barbara, and there's not a special area for her gay male friend.
Do you know?
Would it be possible if we were up there? Could you get us tickets for Rosie O'Donnell, too?
Oh, please.
We love
Rosie
her.
Rosie O'Donnell, unfortunately, you have to write in for tickets for that. You can't buy them.
How about Nathan Lane on Broadway? Is there a chance?
There's a possibility.
Oh, wow.
You can look into that.
Could you get a ticket to the Ainsley Harriet TV show?
That one I'm not familiar with.
He's Ainsley Harriet. He's a dreamy English chef who was discovered by Merv Griffin. I could eat him up with a spoon. Oh, break me off a piece of that.
He has a television cooking show, and we'd just love to see it. You know, if we're going to be in New York City, the Big Apple, we'd love to go see him and see all of our favorite performers.
Mm-hmm.
So, listen, everybody. Hi. Getting in your car at the end of a busy, busy day. Welcome to Live from a Gay Perspective. I'm Ken Stevens.
I'm Alan Linewand, and we're talking Streisand.
And you're listening to Way Out There, and we're going to work out a deal to get a bunch of our listeners to New York City.
We're very excited about this opportunity
to see Barbara Streisand in concert. And this is on September 27th. What day of the week is that?
I believe that is a Wednesday.
A Wednesday. And what will Barbara be wearing at the concert?
She is going to leave that as a surprise for you guys.
Much a tease.
I love surprises. Now, how would you feel if we were to put together, like, Barbara Streisand baskets for our listeners, where we would have, for instance, a giant basket that would have, like, a Fabergé egg.
Oh, yes. That's expensive.
And it would have her greatest CD, you know, her hits, and, like, maybe A Star Is Born, and a jar of Vaseline, and 2 tickets to her big show.
How about little lady fingers with Barbara's face painted on them? You could actually take the cake decorating mix, and you could decorate Barbara's, you know, you could do a little picture of Barbara right on the lady finger and put, like, 3 or 4 in there.
That sounds wonderful.
I mean, that was perfect.
Would you be able to help us out with any of that?
And then our listeners could come up, go to the show, and then at the end of the show, go backstage, meet Barbara, and present her with their baskets.
I think, Alan, she's already told you that's not going to happen.
I know. I'm sorry. I just want to meet her. How do I meet her? Is there any way I could meet her, please?
Unfortunately,
you're
not. Sorry.
I want to say something to you. You're such a desperate bitch. Just back off.
Oh, you're a bitch, too.
Just back off, will you?
I will back off, but you know how important this is to me. And you know how excited I got when I saw this fax come over?
I have not seen him this excited since. We recently had a guest on our show, David Hyatt Pierce.
Oh, my God.
You know him?
Yes, I know who that is.
From Frasier? Yes, he's a comedian.
What a wonderful man.
He was one of his handsome. He came on the show, and I thought that my partner, Alan, was absolutely going to lose it.
He's number one on the Alan Linewand Hit Parade, David Hyde Pierce. I have to tell you that right now. But number one, plus double, is Barbara Streisand.
So listen, here's the deal.
Yes.
For the show Way Out There, could we reserve 10 of these fantasy packages?
Mm-hmm.
We could.
All right, 10 packages and... free tickets for the hosts, Ken Stevens and Alan Linewand?
Unfortunately, I can't authorize anything for free. I'm just a salesperson. A lowly salesperson.
How did the Grand Hyatt feel about... I have to ask this question.
Yeah, unfortunately...
How did the Grand Hyatt feel about a carload of gays coming up to see the show?
I'm sure they think that was great.
Oh, and let's give them a round of applause, shall we?
And you have no problem with gay men, do you?
No problem. No problem at all.
Well, I think we can make a deal, and I know you've disappointed me on a few counts, but I'm still extraordinarily excited about the Barbara Streisand show.
Oh, yes, me too. Me too. You're listening to Way Out There. This is Ken Stevens.
And I'm Alan Linewand. And you're just a crying little bitch today.
I'm just excited. I'm sorry. I just can't help myself.
44 minutes past the hour.
We'll go to the anal eye in the sky in just a moment for your check on traffic.
Fantastico.
And happy Tuesday, everybody. Oh, it's Regis Tuesday. Tonight we're going to have the Millionaire Show on TV. We love the Millionaire Show.
The Millionaire. That's right. You want a lifeline?
Well, listen, we need you to hold on for just a moment.
Sure.
Hold on, and we'll put our producer on with you.
It's been a real slice of heaven chatting with you, and we're very excited about Barbara. She's gorgeous, and it's been gorgeous talking to you.
Yes, it's been great talking to you guys, too.
Thank you.
You guys have a good day.
It's so nice to meet someone who is accepting of the gay lifestyle and all that's involved.
I agree, and that's what Way Out There is all about.
Now, listen, in our next break, we're going to be talking about something rather graphic, anal penetration.
Yes, absolutely. It's a sensitive subject because some people just don't like it.
We're going to be talking about if it's right for you.
Absolutely.
And our topic will be pitching or catching.
That's the subject of today. Which side of the ball do you want to be on,
so to speak? It's now 45 minutes past the hour. This is Way Out There on the CBS Radio Network. Phew. Are we in a break now, Rob?
Yeah, we're clear.
It's break time.
Clear.
Oh, we're
fantastic.
Clear.
Thank goodness.
That was good. Oh, that lady was fantastic.
Yes. Sorry about that.
Hold on, please.
Very good.
Hold on, please.
Excelente.
I guess I have to talk to her off the air for a moment.
Okay.
Yes, hello. Hi there. We're not on the air right now.
People.
So listen, these tickets, if we were to buy these, that would be $30,000.
People who need people.
Because it's $3,000 per couple.
Yes.
Well, then you know what? I believe we would like 20 of them.
Don't rain on my parade.
That would be $60,000.
It's going to be a roadblock when she asks for the credit card.
Hello? Yes. Take some, please. That would be $60,000. Okay. Mm-hmm.
Will you tell me how I would go about purchasing these tickets?
Can I write you a check?
From the Stevens account.
Payment has to be in full. All right, it's just a month away, or just a little over a month away.
Very exciting.
Yes. Credit card. Oh, I can send a check. Well, I'll do that then. I'll send you out the check right lickety-split. I mean lickety-split. By the way, I'll send you out the check. Oh, you know what? I have to do a break. Can you hold on a moment, please?
Okay, I'll be right back.
Everybody, we're back on Way Out There.
Wonderful to be back on Way Out There.
Our next topic is going to be anal penetration.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe that we have our expert on the line with us right now. And good afternoon. Welcome to the Way Out There show. Hello.
Hello.
Oh, no. We've got the ticket lady on.
You know what? I apologize. Our wires have gotten crossed.
Oh, they get crossed. We've crossed streams again.
Robbie,
yes.
This lady should have been put back on hold to go back to payroll, and I need to talk to the gentleman about the anal penetration now.
Absolutely. We've got to move on. Way Out There, it's our topic of the day, penetration, pitching or catching.
All right, listen, you're a beautiful lady. Thank you. Hold on a moment, please.
Okay.
Thank you.
Fare thee well.
Thank you.
Okay.
All right. All right, now, have fun, Rob.
What's her name?
I don't know. Tell her that the Way Out There show will send her a check, that we have the address.
Hello, who's calling? Amy, hello. This is Sam Benrubi. How are you? You having fun with my boys? They're good boys. They're very good boys. But listen, I was looking over these arrangements. They're marvelous. But I think we can only go $28.50 a couple. I mean, we're buying 20 packages, and you need to bend. Yes?
In the room. Rob loves to haggle even when it's made up.
I know, absolutely.
I understand.
$28.50, you need to bet.
What you need to know is that you can go $28.50.
This could be the end of the deal right here. Sam Benrubi doesn't bend.
Yes, he does.
when it comes to money.
Is one, well, you could call us best on the studio line. Is 1-800-275 4277. Now, that might ring true to the voicemail, but just stay on hold. We'll get to it.
Yes, or has.
And my name is Ben Rubin. E as in boy. E-N-R-U-B-I. All right? And remember, and you know, if we could just go a flat 28, we might go 25 packages. But what we're looking for here is a finite number of dollars, and we need to spread them as thin as possible. Now, do you understand where I'm from?
No, I meant figuratively. Of course I'm from CBS, but we want to get as much.
She's as smart as a whip.
All right? And you have my name? Had a wonderful time with you. All right, darling? All right, $28.50, right? That's right. I'm in the office at 6 in the morning. You can call at any time. Who should I be looking for a call from? Is it from you?
Okay, oh, God.
What is the name of your supervisor? Kim, a man or a woman, Kim? A lady? What's her last name?
Don't say it on the air.
Don't say the last name, bro.
I don't believe we've met. No. No. Right now, I'm in Washington, D.C. Yes. All right. Thank you, darling. All right, we want to make this work. This could be good for everybody. All right.
Jesus, what's she saying?
Hold on, he's laughing.
Tomorrow morning, and then at 6. And goodbye, then. And goodbye. And thank you. And goodbye. Thank you. And goodbye.
What was she
saying?
She's
going to call Sam tomorrow morning at 6.
There you go, and then she'll get ass for ass. Excellent job.
Oh, beautiful.
Way to go.
Jesus Christ, what a ripoff. Can you believe that? $3,000?
They might not get it, not in this climate. Remember those New Year's Eve shows? Remember
right.
the things?
But then again, it's Bab.
Absolutely.
It's Bab for one last time.
Choice of salad. $28.50.
And the lady's unfazed while we're saying next will be anal penetration.
Okay. What number can I reach you at?
Right. Time out. We will be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Me? That's why the bosses sent me out here. They wanted me to make sure none of the other crews robbed a joint. Like these two balloon heads over here. They were going to try to bang us out of 200 grand. Yeah, right, sure.
God damn it.
Right?
The Don and Mike Show.
Right?
Yeah.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don. Hey, Mike. Hey, Bud.
Hey, buddy.
I'm calling from New York.
Hi.
And I'm going to the Met game on the 12th. And I would like to put up a sign. Now, I wrote this, but you could give me your... I wrote, hey, New Yorkers, get off your ass and listen to Don and Mike. WNEW.1027, 7 to 11 p.m.
Yeah. That's beautiful. Now, the important question is... Where in Shea Stadium do you sit?
I sit about 11 rows from the first base.
That's great.
Yeah. You can probably get some camera time there.
Make it big. Or you know what? You could just go with our new slogan.
Yeah.
The Don and Mike Show, now with extra jizz.
Now with even more jizz.
Wait a minute. Don and Mike.
Now with even more jizz.
And then the whole bit about 7 to 11 on WNEW.
J-I-double-V. Get the spelling right.
Okay.
All right. Thank you. We'll look for that at the Mets game.
Okay. And I'll have a pitch and I'll send it to you, okay?
All right. Thank you for your support.
I love you guys. And I work with 100 truckers in my... company.
Good.
All right. Thank you. And?
And I told them to listen to Don and Mike. They need your help, and they all listen now.
Thank you. We appreciate it, because God knows we need every listener we can get in New York.
I mean, that's ridiculous. We're a big city. We should get your numbers up.
Thank you. Appreciate that. Thank you. What's your name?
Eddie.
Thank you, Eddie.
Thanks, Eddie.
Thank you.
Good. Two out here at the bottom of the sixth inning, and kind of a lazy day here at the old ballpark. Well, as I see down on the first base side, there's a sign I can't make. Yeah, it says, Don and Mike, now with even more jizz. All right.
You have to say it like Tim McGarver. Tim McGarver, with more jills.
More jills. Now let's get back to the action, and I guess that's some kind of radio show that's got even more jizz.
Hello, Don and Mike.
What's up?
Hey, buddy.
I got a recipe for Mike for Friday.
Oh, here you go.
Oh, good.
Here we go. The phone lines are open. Yes.
Get that fried Oreos.
Pardon? You know what? I just thought it's just because this is evolving. I think what we're going to do, that's fine, and let's just wait till Friday about this, but we'll be just trying to deep fry different things. Not you know, all food items. You know, this is not like phone destruction, but we'll be deep frying, and nothing that's really bad, but we'll be deep frying just things that might be good deep fried. And, you know, we'll just come in, and I'll bring a bunch of stuff that we're going to try to deep fry, and I'll bring in an Oreo cookie.
Including some food, right?
No, it's going to all be food.
Oh, all food, I got
you.
Just
like, what would be good fried that might not be good fried? Like a Twinkie or a banana.
Hello. Well, Buzz, they do make fried bananas.
Deep fried bananas, really? I didn't know
that. Yeah, I think that they do.
You bring it in, Buzz, I'll fry it.
All right. Hello, Don and Mike Show. That's line one. That line is dead. Hello, Don and Mike.
Don, Mike?
Yes, hi.
Okay. This is Kevin in Wichita.
Hi, Kevin.
I've called before, but I listened to the Imus this morning, and he told us that he was getting censored, too, because everybody's owned by the same Infinity radio station or something like that.
Yes.
He was getting censored too this morning.
No, he better watch it because he's going to drop dead if he gets too upset.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And no more horsies.
Right.
You know what gets me is Bernard, his producer.
Listen, please. It's not that we can't talk about him. Who cares about him?
Yeah, I mean, this would break the rule even if we weren't talking about that subject. You don't talk about other shows on this show.
We're not allowed to. I mean, well, that's our in-house rule unless we bring it up.
Absolutely.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hey. I was calling about telling you that I was listening to an ABC radio station.
Unbelievable. Right after we say, don't talk about other states. Go ahead.
They played an ad for Regis. I want to be a millionaire CD.
Uh-huh. I got a copy of it.
I thought that was the funniest thing.
Oh, it's a ridiculous album. It's an album that has songs like Telephone Line by ELO.
Right.
Call Me by Blondie.
Is there Swanee River on there?
No, that dumb song, I Want to Be Rich.
Oh, yeah.
And so all it is just songs that have to do with calling in and money.
And Regis isn't singing them.
No. It's like a greatest hits album. Like it's Blondie and Electric Light Orchestra. It's just another way to package who wants to be a millionaire and make money off.
Hey, that ought to win a Oscar.
Right.
Right.
Thank you.
All right.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Goodbye. See you later. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, Mike.
Yes?
I got a little recipe for you that you can make on Friday, too.
All right.
All right, how about you ever try colored mountain oysters?
What is it?
Colored mountain oysters.
All right, I'll ask. Sounds like a joke. What are they?
These nuts.
No. Not allowed.
No.
Not allowed.
The number you are trying to call...
Get it, please, Robbie. You know what? You might have got that one through unblocked. You bastard.
Call back, you coward.
Which line was
it? Call back. Is it blocked?
Yeah. Nah, block didn't work. My anti-block didn't work.
Sorry, Don. I've already screwed up our show with my cooking.
Don and Mike show. Hello. Hi.
Hi. I have a question for Mike.
Now, listen. I'm going to need your help on Friday.
No,
I don't need it now.
I'm just curious about the Red Sox. How do you think they're going to do?
No, this is not a sports talk section.
Oh,
We're not doing that right now.
I wanted to do Ken, that's all.
Oh, is this guy calling with a Ken? How long has it been since you did that bit? Is it 5 years, maybe?
Is he talking about Ken, the sports talk guy?
Ken Beasley.
Well, I'm just trying to change the pace and let you guys have some fun.
Well, you know what?
Guy in New York.
It was fine. It was fine when he was on a station that you could hear. But he's not anymore, and it just doesn't count anymore.
And what do you mean change the pace and have fun? I thought we'd been doing that until you called.
Let Don and Mike drive.
I'm sorry.
Please.
I'll wait right here.
Thank you, please.
All right, goodbye.
All right.
Jesus
Christ. I mean, and the only reason I wouldn't do that even if somebody asked is because that's ancient history.
Right.
And
right.
He's not hurt anymore. Nobody. He's fallen off the map.
Right. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hi, this is Sam Huff.
Hello, Sam.
There you go.
Hey, Donnie, I tell you what, I'm looking forward to working with you this week.
Oh, as am I, Sam.
I tell you what, there's nobody that's going to be happier than you sitting next to me than me. Sam Huff, the greatest linebacker in the history of the NFL.
Boy, I hope I don't screw things up, Sam.
Because you know if you do, you will really come up in the short end.
Right, there sure you would. All right, is this the real Tim McWilliams calling us back? Hello?
Hey, Donnie G. Donnie G.
You know, it's you can't see it. Go. This is not Tim McWilliams.
It's a credible impression, though.
Hey, I got to tell you, I got to straighten some things out there. I was about ready to put that bread through the wall.
This is not
that
Tim.
That's an excellent Tim McWilliams
not
impression,
bad.
Though.
Hey, Mike, thank you very much. I appreciate that.
It's not Tim McWilliams.
It's not the real Tim McWilliams.
Of course it is. Come on.
No,
you ever
come
did
on.
You don't want me to get my Brooklyn up, do you?
God, that's somebody who, I mean, Tim hasn't been on the show that many times, but that is a really good Tim McWilliams.
Hey, thank you very much. But, you know, no need to thank me for being myself now.
What is your current hair color?
You know, it's a cross between a nice platinum and a light black, I guess you'd call it.
Wow.
No, this is not Tim.
I know it's not Tim, but it's just so good. It's like somebody close to Tim.
I have
haven't broken out the shoe polish yet this year.
All right, goodbye, fake Tim McWilliams.
No, it's actually Tim McCarthy here. I wanted to also clear up David Hainline going through the wall.
Tim, is that really you?
It is, Mike.
It is Tim McCarthy.
This is another guy that used to live here. I mean, work
here.
Used to work here named Tim.
Tim McCarthy, that is a fantastic Tim McWilliams
impression. Thank you very much.
Is this the guy who put David Hainline's head through the wall?
Yeah, it is.
Okay.
Tim McWilliams didn't come to my defense. He made it sound like I got fired because of that.
No, you actually got another job because we asked that question, whether you got fired or not. You got another gig.
And actually, Ken gave me a Cuban cigar for putting Hainline to the wall.
The way this place is run, what an effed up radio station.
You know, I was listening and I said a listener to the show had too much information on Tim McWilliams to do that impression. So now I'm glad I know it's you.
All right, goodbye, other Tim.
All right, see ya.
Bye-bye.
That's the guy, as opposed to the two sales guys who were fighting today. That's the sales guy that was fighting with one of the sales guys previously.
Yeah, come on.
Put his head through the wall. Hello, he did. Don and Mike show.
What's up, guys?
Yo, yo, yo.
Mr. 40.
Oh, Mr. 40.
How are you, Mr. 40?
What's going on?
Up, you know what? Hey, Robbie?
Yeah.
Run up to the desk, please, and get me a letter from the desk.
All right.
It's on lined, like notebook paper.
All right.
It's on the desk up in the office. Hey, Shorty? Mr. 40?
Yeah.
Hold on, I'll come back to you.
All righty.
Somebody send me a list.
Oh, really?
A new list of urban speak.
Oh, fantastic.
Oh, good.
We can check it out on Mr. 40.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, guys, how's it going?
Hey, buddy.
Yeah, I got a couple of things to tell you, but first, like to start off, have you tried to call Tony Soprano anytime soon?
We called Tony Soprano last week.
I was wondering if you could, like, be friends with him. I also got another thing. Hey, Mike.
Have you been drinking, sir?
No, of course not.
All right, I'm just checking.
Oh, Mike, why don't you try deep frying that clock that doesn't work?
Oh, Dan, you know, Dan, I forgot to tell you this during the break, because yesterday we were right on the verge of destroying the clock that fell off the wall and hit me in the shoulder. Right. Dan brought by the brochure.
Oh, Wendell told me how much it cost.
Yeah, well, apparently this one costs even more.
$900.
$900. Oh. That's a $900 clock we would have stomped
on. And, you know, for all the bitching we've done, they did get the walls finished today, and they do have another clock up on the wall.
Yes, they've done a fine job. It actually looks almost complete.
Almost done. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, buddies.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, first of all, Don, congratulations on the Redskins.
Oh, thanks.
Mike, question for you.
Yes.
I was listening a month and a half ago. Your wife called in.
Mm-hmm.
I believe at the time it was the first time she had ever called the show.
Yeah, it might have been the first time she's ever called in. Yeah, she's been on the show before.
The door is open.
Yes, it is.
She called back. That was great radio.
You know, interestingly enough, we had a discussion about that, and she won't be calling back.
No.
Huh. No, she can call anytime she wants to, and she says she's not interested in calling back, but she probably... I get the impression from talking to her that she kind of likes it.
When you ungag her?
She likes the... she won't be speaking anytime soon.
She sounded like she was enjoying it at the time.
Well, she did enjoy it, and we had a very long discussion about how much she enjoyed it. She'll do whatever she wants to do.
I urge her to call it if Mike doesn't have her tied up to a chair right now.
I don't control her, and she's had a really bad, you know, I swear to God this is true. She's had a throat problem.
Huh. Really?
She has. She's at the doctor
really?
Today.
Do tell.
That sounds like such a lie.
Yeah, I know. I walked into a door.
I know. You know, it's funny. It's like, I love it when you tell absolutely the God's honest truth.
Now, Mike said that before the show. We were actually talking about...
Right.
His wife's voice before the show today.
Yeah, but it sounds so much like, she's got a little throat problem. Won't be calling in for a long time.
No, she can call, but it's not, you know, that's... I'd like it.
I know you would.
It's great. I think everybody listening would like it, but it's up to her. As soon as her throat gets better.
Uh-huh. Hey, one other question, guys.
What?
Throughout your show, you have a voice that says, everybody loves Don and Mike. Whose voice is that?
But come on, it's the guy from Everybody Loves Raymond.
Okay, I thought that's who it was, but I couldn't tell.
Come on, duh. Okay. Put the 40 guy back on hold, because I got my letter now. Dear Don and Mike, I am a huge fan of your show in Chocolate City, Washington, D.C. Charlene Hawkins.
Okay.
And as you can see, she has sent us a list of the most popular words of the new generation.
Very good. Good.
So let's go to 40 guy.
Mr. 40?
Yeah.
Hey, Mr. 40.
Yeah.
You got a Betty?
Say what?
Do you have a Betty?
A betting, man, that's not a real word.
B-E-T-T-Y?
You have a betty?
Oh, yeah, of course. I mean...
What is a betty?
What is a betty?
I'm hoping it's some sort of female.
Yes, an attractive female. That's pretty self-explanatory.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Let me see.
Hold on, let me take a sip.
He's having a 40. He's sipping on his 40 right now.
Okay.
What's the malt liquor du jour?
Red Bull.
Red Bull, very good.
Okay.
Are you editing yourself right
now?
Yeah,
there's some that I can't read on the radio.
Some that are very bad?
Yes. If I was going to take some time and try lamping, what would I be doing if I was lamping?
You'd be doing what I'm doing right now on the leather couch with my feet up on the table.
That's right. Lamping is to take it easy, to relax, to chill.
Like you're being a lamp?
Right. Over in the corner.
All right, what if I was to say to you, hey, Mr. 40, peep this.
It's like, listen to this.
Listen to this. Right.
All right, he knows. All right, very good.
40,
right.
No joke, baby.
Okay. All right, what if I said to you, hey, Mr. 40, get out of the rain closet.
What?
What am I telling you to get out of the rain closet?
The rain closet?
Yes.
Oh, that's a new zone on me. I don't know.
Oh. That's the shower.
The rain closet.
The rain.
The shower. What if we were out driving and I said, hey, take a Louie. And then you said, no, take a Reggie.
I know that one.
I mean, left or right?
Right.
Yeah, that's easy.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Hang a Louie.
Right. How about a shorty? What's a shorty?
Same thing as a Betty, just about.
That's right, a female, a girlfriend.
Very good. Betty's and shorties.
Boy, if I was vexed at you, what would I be?
Upset.
Upset, right. If I came to you and said, hey, Mr. Shorty.
Mr. 40.
Mr. 40.
Mr. 40.
I said, Mr. 40, give me some cheddar. What would I be asking for?
Loot.
Some money.
Money.
He's got it right. Listen to all these terms for money.
Mm.
Flow, chips, cheese, cheddar, bank, grip, papes, dead presidents, ducats.
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 I love this.
Cheddar. I like cheddar, too. Cheddar's my favorite.
Cheddar.
And you edited a lot of those in the front.
Oh, there's a lot that are just...
Too dirty?
They're dirty. They're right. All about sex. They're like about BJs, about anal sex.
Is there slang for a BJ there? I'm sorry.
Yeah, no, I can't.
Okay.
I can't.
Okay.
All right. What's
I shouldn't do. What am I doing this for? I shouldn't do this to you.
You know, the ones that are left are either dirty or they're so overtly easy.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You'd get it. Like, for instance, flossing.
Flossing?
Yeah.
That's what you do when you put the little string between your teeth.
Mr. 40, what is it?
That's when, you know, you're looking jiggy and you want everybody to know it.
That's right, you're showing off.
Oh, okay.
Flossing off when you're flossing.
Flossing.
Hold on, here's one for you.
Okay.
What's a ghetto bird?
A ghetto bird.
A ghetto bird.
That's a chick, too.
No, it's not.
Oh.
A ghetto bird would be a car.
It would not. Buzz.
I don't know, just a guy.
No. A ghetto bird is a police helicopter with a spotlight.
Oh,
that's a West Coast saying. We don't have to.
I don't know if it's West Coast or East Coast. I'm just giving it to you, Mr. 40. That's all. And all the rest are ones that, you know, of course, you know, perp. You know, perving.
What's perving?
That's staring with sexual intent.
A lot of perving going out at the ratings party last night.
Yeah. Let me see. You know Jones-in.
Right.
Here's one, Mike. I bet you know this. If you're janky, what are you?
Janky. Getting janky with it?
J-A-N-K-Y.
Janky. I'm cool, man.
No, Mr. 40, what is it if you're janky?
I got the bottle in my mouth.
That's right. You get wasted.
Oh, really?
Right, you janky.
Oh, I get janky all the time.
Get your janky on.
I stay janky.
Mike, what's a Rizzy?
A Rizzy?
R-I-Z-Z-I.
A Rizzy. How about a...
Your head.
How about a good meal?
No. You know what a Rizzy is, Mr. Forney?
No, that's a new one.
That's a vehicle, transportation.
My Rizzy?
Rizzy.
Oh, I like that.
The Rizzy. And
I'm really trying.
Let me give you one more if I can find one more.
I got to bring 40s by there tomorrow for the girls up front.
You Are you bringing 40, you bringing beer by for the girls who work here?
Yeah.
You going to be bringing that Red Dog?
No, Red Bull.
Red Bull. Red Dog's a...
Red Dog is
a... Hey, Mike?
Lager.
Yeah. Here's one more for you.
Lager? He's really drinking this stuff. I know he is.
Your boo.
My boo?
Your boo.
Yeah,
that's my honey.
Yeah.
That's right. Hey!
That's right.
That's right. Well, that's what your wife calls you, boo.
That's right, Whitey. Your boo. That's your girlfriend.
I got to get my boo and pick her up in my Rizzy. And then we'll go get janky with it.
Watch right, out for the ghetto birds.
Right.
All right. They will swoop down on you.
All right, Mr. 40. We'll see you later. Keep getting right. Janky. All right, bye.
Peace out.
Bye-bye.
I like Mr. 40 a lot.
That was Soul Brother number one. Now let me introduce you to Soul Brother number two.
Very good.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, Tom.
Hello.
Man, here's a man with a lot of soul.
Hi there, Tom.
Yes. Hey, what's going on?
Yeah, robot.
No, my name is, you know the guys on, like, the Little Rascals?
Tom, don't go there, all right?
Tom, don't try to do the racial humor with us.
Why?
You're not qualified, Tom.
Yes, I am.
No, you're not, Tom.
You're not as funny as Dennis Murphy.
I'm funnier than Dennis Murphy because I am the greatest kid on earth. My name is the guy with the Little Rascals.
I get a little kinky when you approach the microphone during these segments?
I know it's dangerous territory, but he's being froggy.
He's being froggy.
Froggy, the little kid with the deep, deep, weird voice.
Okay.
Right. On the Little Rascals.
So that's not the black kid on the Rascals.
No.
All right, we just thought he was going in that direction.
Oh, I know.
No, I am not going that way.
Hi, Froggy.
My name ain't Froggy. My name is Twinkie.
Twinkie.
Hi, Twinkie.
Sure.
That's terrific.
Twinkie.
Man, this one really sounds like a monster.
He is a monster.
It's like really a scene.
I am a monster. If you're... I'm better than...
Roar! Tom the Monster.
Yeah. Anyway, I didn't listen.
What?
Have you got contact with, what's her name?
What, Tom?
Girl, the one that read the letter to me yet?
Oh, no, that girl, no, she's never called in, Tom.
Hey, Tom, can you sing?
What?
Can you sing?
Yes.
Like a pretty song?
Yes, I can.
Sing us a pretty, soothing song.
What kind of song?
No, don't use that voice. Sing a pretty song, any pretty song that, you know, with, you don't need a, like an electric guitar with. Just sing a pretty song.
Like Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star or something
twinkle,
like that.
Twinkle, Twinkle, Little...
No!
Oh.
In your real voice. In your real voice.
Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star, up above the silver sky. Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star, up above the silver sky.
Perfect. Beautifully done.
Thank you, Tom.
Wonderful, Tom.
And good night.
And a good night.
All right, good night, Froggy.
No. Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Tommy. How you doing, buddy?
How you doing?
I'm all right. Where were you at my anniversary dinner the other night?
I was there at the Las Vegas style show. That was love.
That's right. I forgot.
Okay. Gotta go, Tom.
What? Gotta go.
Gotta go.
Now, I am number one. Murphy is on the ledge.
Okay.
On the ledge?
Oh,
he's
dear.
He's nothing to nobody.
Gotcha, Tom.
All right.
Thank you. Thank you, and goodbye.
Murphy is on the ledge. Remember that.
He's nothing to nobody. Thank you, Thomas Aloysius Gavin.
And remember, Tom is the number one all-time greatest kid.
Yep. Or the Toadstap and Touchstones. I'm Froggy.
Froggy.
You know, both Mike and I thought immediately he was going to be a little cheaper than the Little Rascals with you.
Yeah, absolutely. You know. Yeah, and then he was going to go right down that highway.
Where's our Little Rascals tapes? Are they not here?
Hold
Are they still
right
upstairs?
Hold on.
I know the thing that he was trying to do.
Yeah, I didn't know that. I didn't know what he was
doing. No, I mean, I thought the same thing as you.
Oh, absolutely.
But I knew what he was trying to do.
Sure.
But he was actually trying to do something totally different.
Right. Just gets us a little nervous when Tom begins to discuss a show like the racially sensitive Little Rascals.
There are the toe-tapping Touchstones. Clear the lines and, hey, my bitches, Toya, Lisa, bring us a fresh... Call 100 for the secret sound at 877-365-3636.
Yeah.
Robbie?
All right.
You got that out there?
No, it's not.
You
here.
Got that not there?
Things are kind of torn up, so.
Yeah. Right, because the studio's still not 100% done.
Right on.
So all of our tapes are not here. Trust me. Never mind. Blah, blah, blah. We'll be back with more. Call 100 time now.
This is the Dawn and Mike Show.
Who am I, Robin? I mean, who is this?
shampoo.
The Don and Mike Show.
Who is the guy we used to talk to?
We used to talk to Spanky.
Oh, man. Remember what a ween he was?
He was the most ill-tempered, mean-spirited person.
Horribly angry all the time.
Very bitter. He was always talking about getting ripped off on the video rights for the little rascal.
Right. And then one time, like, right before he died, we called him and he was just like, ah, go away.
That's all you're very just made the noise. Ah,
shut up, yo.
And one time we called him and like, the topic was that tape. Right. You know, we've got a little black kid who says, I can wish for anything. I'm going to wish for a watermelon.
Right.
And they say, wish for something bigger.
Uh-huh.
He says, I wish I had a big watermelon.
Absolutely.
We brought that up to him. He said, ah, it was the day.
Yeah, what about, you know, we just brought it up. We said, what about the, you know, the racially sensitive programming you had? And he's like, yeah, go away, you.
Spanky McFarlane.
That's who it was.
That's his name.
Very unhappy man.
A-hole.
He will be missed.
But anyway, that's the tape that I thought Tom was referencing.
That's
which
right.
Which is why we get nervous.
Absolutely.
When we think Tom Gavin's going to play the race card.
Yes, Tom going into the controversial content.
Hello, Don, Mike Show.
Caller 100?
He's a lot of things. He ain't a shock jock.
No, he isn't.
Yes, you're the 100th caller. What's your name?
This is Heath.
Who?
Heath.
As in Heath Bar?
Yes.
Heath, you've won the Nick at Night prize pack. It's a 3-hour block party tonight at 9 Eastern, 8 Central on Nick at Night. It's Gilligan Tuesday. Enjoy. Are you ready to go for the big money?
I'm ready.
Okay. $500 online. People are getting dangerously close with their guesses now.
Yeah, you gave a pretty good clue last time.
Secret sound number 6. We'll play you the sound. Give you 15 seconds to think about it. Please don't answer until Mike sings like...
Spanky McFarlane.
And we wish you...
Godspeed. Caller, name this sound.
There it is. A common, everyday sound. And if you were listening, our last contestant came dangerously close.
Oh, and the odds are in my favor. Ah.
Yeah.
Yes.
Out of here.
Yes.
No.
For $500, what is the sound?
Is it the sound of a string or a chain on a ceiling fan or a lamp?
Not a chance. Thank you, and hold on, please.
Thank you.
Don't forget that almost every guest
is a clue for you.
Did you have a guess there, Buzz?
No.
Or are you just shuffling your papers?
Oh, shuffling as usual.
Just idly shuffling the papers. The new Examiner is out today, and our lead story has to be not the gigantic picture of the 200-pound Oprah who can't diet because Stedman likes her this way. Look at that big, fat picture.
There she is.
And not Meg Ryan's dirty divorce.
Right.
Our story has to be the all-new who's gay and who's not.
I love this. This is where they come out and tell you who's gay.
Wonderful. Okay. Now, I don't know. I've not pre-read this to tell you who's gay and who's not.
Mm-hmm.
And if they even... tell you who's gay and who's not.
So you don't even know what the editorial slant of the article will be.
No, it could be, you know, as I look at the first picture of Brad Pitt, and we know that he just married Jennifer Aniston.
Could still be gay.
Well, I bet that the claim is going to be he's popular with homos.
He could have married a beard.
Brad Pitt's handsome looks attract both men and women. So many gay men worship him that Brad Pitt has been the subject of rumors that he's gay. He is a gay icon.
But he is not gay. So does it say it? It comes out and says he's not gay.
He is not gay.
So it's kind of like they tell you so we can guess.
Now, the next couple that they want us to think about is Oprah and her friend Gail King, her best friend.
Now, that has been in the tabloids before. Rumors about it. What do they say?
Oprah admits they talk on the phone every day and confide secrets to each other that they wouldn't dream of telling the men in their lives. So they don't give you an answer one way or the other.
Yeah, but I mean, that tabloid story that was out there a while back was, weren't they on an island together or something? Remember that when they had that one? And there was a picture of like her, and they, I don't know, who knows?
All right, here's one for you. Robert Downey Jr. And now they do give a definitive answer on Robert Downey Jr.
He wasn't gay, but then when he had all that trouble, he went into the big house, he's gay now.
No.
I'm going to say bisexual, but I say both.
By the way, I'm bi.
Robert
Downey Jr. technically is still married, but women don't stand in the way of his interest in men. He has many sexual trysts with guys before he went to prison.
Oh.
See, there's even been a transvestite in his gay past.
Mr. Downey Jr., I was a big fan of your work in Chaplin.
Oh, Sheriff Head.
Why don't you put on that Charlie Chaplin outfit and come into Sheriff Head's office?
All right, let's see. Now they have some that are ridiculous, like Keanu Reeves.
Gay.
Well, I don't think so. They have a picture of Keanu Reeves in bed with River Phoenix, mm-hmm. but it's from a movie they were in.
Right.
And they don't...
What movie, though? Look at that picture.
The movie is...
What's the title, Don? What is the title?
My Own Private Idaho.
Oh, okay. All right. That was a mainstream picture.
There was a longstanding rumor about Keanu Reeves and David Geffen at one point, I think.
Really?
Yeah.
What's it say about
Keanu?
It was only a movie, but... When Keanu Reeves and River Phoenix played gay hustlers in My Own Private Idaho, the rumors began to swirl. Later, Keanu was said to have married movie producer David Geffen.
Uh-huh.
The story is false.
Uh-huh. Ah, there it is.
There you have it.
Okay. So then they have Leo DiCaprio.
Who's he hugging?
It looks like Terry Bradshaw from the back, but I don't think it is.
Wouldn't that be a story?
The story about him is just that men and women like him.
Uh-huh.
So they have Bobby Brown's picture.
Now, Bobby Brown.
If there anybody ain't homo, it's Bobby Brown. He loves poontang.
Right.
But the story says Bobby Brown is all man. However, his wife, Whitney Houston, likes to bed a woman once in a while.
Oh, with Bobby there, or, you know, does it say anything?
Whitney angrily denies having same-sex flings, but Bobby is said to have blabbed about them in a group therapy session.
Oh. Uh-huh. Group therapy.
Keep going, Bobby.
That's fantastic. That's what you want to do, too, if you're married to Whitney Houston. Go to a group therapy session.
Okay, then you have Hillary Clinton.
Mm-hmm.
Who cares about that?
Well, what does it say?
What do they say?
What do they say about
gay whispers? Well, I mean, because they write this all the time.
Right. I know they do, but I mean, this one has, they're saying yes and no, and I'm just curious whether they have any more information.
Gay whispers reached new heights when they made it all the way to the White House. Not since the days of Eleanor Roosevelt has the First Lady been the subject of gay friends.
Mm-hmm.
Gay charges about her women friends. There are even rumors that there's a list of alleged gay lovers circulating in anti-Hillary circles. But the tough-as-nails woman shrugs the rumors off.
So there's nothing.
So they don't tell you.
All right, so no, they're like, it's rumors.
They don't give you the tell-off.
Mm-hmm.
The tell-all.
I'd love to know for sure.
Okay.
Just out of curiosity.
Yeah.
Louis Anderson.
Well, we heard this recently. He's gay.
Right.
He's out of the closet gay.
And have you seen him on Family Feud?
Well, he's not out of the closet gay, right?
Well, he is and he isn't.
Have you ever watched Family Feud? He is the most surly. I know we were just talking about Spanky McFarlane being
right,
surly.
Right, right.
He is freaking surly and mean, like an awful guy that you would meet at the end of some type of like a bad maze where you're falling and falling and falling, and you end up in piles of garbage. And the guy that stands up is Louis Anderson, and he goes, "Hi, welcome to hell," because he gets these people up on the stage when they're doing the Fast Money,
right?
And it's just like when Richard Dawson was the host, where they go like, 100 people, survey said. And there's no warmth in his voice.
Right.
There's no warmth in his delivery.
Sure, because he's tired.
He's overweight and he's tired.
You said doctors. And he talks like this gravelly now. He's down here. Yeah. The number one choice was, in fact, butchers in 27.
And I saw him at that fight that I went out to last year out in Las Vegas. And he walks, talks, and appears to be a man much older than his years. And maybe it's the weight. Mm-hmm. Who knows?
Sure.
But he always moves. You know, we've seen him on stage before where he just moves slowly. He moves like an old man, and he's kind of curmudgeon-y like an old man.
He's damn surly. The story says, funny man, fat man, Louis Anderson literally made a federal case out of it when he was victimized by a gay blackmail scheme. The FBI arrested two men. It's the story we heard.
Right.
Said they demanded $250,000 from the Family Feud host, or else they would go public with the story that he offered to pay one of them for sex. Phooey, said Louie. It never happened, but he had already paid the thugs $100,000 because he worried that the story would wreck his career.
Mm-hmm.
So they don't come out and tell you about him either.
No. Be interesting, though, if he was.
Let me see.
Catching.
They are not gay, but Matt Damon and Ben Affleck have been a couple so long that they spark gay rumors wherever they go.
Yeah, they are kind of like chums.
Okay. I'm not gay. That's John Travolta's battle cry. Richard Gere. A report years ago that Richard Gere played gay sex games that landed him in the hospital.
They're very gentle.
They're still talking about the gerbil story.
Yeah, the gerbil story where he had to be taken to the emergency room.
He emphatically denies he is gay.
Gay sex games.
let me see. David Hyde Pierce.
Really?
Strolls, yeah, shocker.
Yep.
Strolls with Brian Hardgrove, who was named in the expose as the man in David's life.
You say Brian Cosgrove?
No, Brian Hardgrove.
Brian Hardgrove.
They own a mansion and two cars together, but neither one would answer the gay question.
Right.
Well, take a look at the picture of them while I'm walking their poodles. Right down here.
Yeah, there they
are. You tell me, what do you think? Are you guys homos?
Not at all.
Okay.
Not one bit.
Walking the poodles.
Gotcha. Jonathan Taylor Thomas from Home Improvement.
Where has he gone?
He fought his first gay battle at 16, denying rumors. Mm-hmm. While he's not gay in real life, he has played a gay teen in a movie.
I'm not gay, but I play one on TV.
Let me see.
Play a gay. A gank would say. Have we said not that there's anything wrong with that?
No,
yet?
Yeah, people know that. Yeah. People,
all right, it's understood on this show.
People know that. Sybil Shepherd.
No, I'd say she's very. She always talks about Elvis, and I would say she might be bi, but I think she's very into men.
No, but she would like to give it a try.
Uh-huh.
With a woman,
she's a sexual animal.
Mm-hmm. All right, what about the picture of Jim Nabors? And the caption underneath is, Rock's husband?
Well, we all know he's out of the closet gay, right?
Jim Nabors swears he isn't gay.
Really?
Yeah. But reportedly he quit hanging out with Rock in public when the gay marriage rumor started spreading.
And he's never been linked to a woman, has he?
No, I don't think so.
Golly, Sergeant Carter.
Okay,
sings gospel songs, raises macadamia nuts.
That's true. And orchids, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Let me see. Brett Butler.
Where's she gone? I'd say she's gay. She can hide a can of cat food under each breast.
She's not gay, but she had a gay encounter.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm.
When she was drinking, she woke up after a 3-day binge lying in bed next to a drunk girlfriend.
Oh, okay. All right, that's interesting.
Oh, poor Chastity Bono. See, I mean, of course we know she's gay.
Yes.
Yeah. Remember when she was on the show a couple of years ago?
She was actually a good guest when she came in. Wasn't she a good guest? Didn't we like her?
Look at her. Her body looks like Louis Anderson's body now.
Man, that is a flattering picture.
Look at her.
Put on a little weight since she was here.
Yes, she has. My God.
She was nice.
She's gay. We know that. There's nothing about that. Drew Barrymore.
Hello.
Is she gay?
She's bi.
You are correct.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she's into anything.
She likes it both ways.
Pretty girl.
Ellen and Anne.
Obvious.
God damn, Anne Heche is hot.
She's still looking strong. When's she going to be in a movie?
She really is good. Let me see. Gay couples. Greg Louganis and Steve Kometko.
Are they really a couple?
There's a picture of them.
Where?
Right here.
There they are.
The upper corner.
They look like they're angry at the photographers.
they're pretty when they're angry.
Let me see. Oh, the guy from Frasier, the guy who's the sportscaster on Frasier.
Bulldog.
All right, there he is with his boyfriend.
All right, now the boyfriend is not famous.
No. Let me see. Is he gay? The guy who used to be on Larry Sanders' show, who was the writer, who was then on Victoria's Closet.
Oh, that guy.
Oh, he is he
Wallace
gay? This guy looks like Charlie Broyhill.
Wallace Langham, this guy right here.
That's Charlie Broyhill's brother. Look, couldn't that be Charlie Broyhill's black-haired brother?
Very close.
Mm-hmm.
He played a gay. He is not a gay. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Let's go to, Boy George, obviously. How about Michael Stipe from R.E.M.?
I'll say no.
I'll say bye.
Right, bye. He is bye.
Bye is such a cop out.
Let me see.
Undecided.
The late Dusty Springfield.
I'd say gay.
Yeah, gay all the way.
Mm-hmm.
Randy Travis.
Straight.
Buzz?
Straight. I'm just doing the country
straight.
Music star thing.
Gay? No way.
That's
no,
right.
No way, darling.
Yeehaw.
Randy Travis explodes whenever the gay rumor comes back to haunt him.
Yeah, that's a good redneck thing to do.
Are you kidding me? Get off my tour bus.
But he has that, kind of soft look to him.
Yeah,
he's got a feminine
he's
look.
Pretty. All right,
here's one for you. Anne Murray.
No.
The Canadian songbird.
No, straight.
I'll say asexual.
Asexual, yeah, I agree.
Anne Murray is not gay.
Uh-huh.
However, she attracts a gigantic gay following.
I didn't know that.
And she returns the admiration of Katie Lang.
Oh.
So read that however you will.
All right.
Okay, then we have sporting gays.
Sporting gays.
And there's nobody really famous in the sporting gays except, look at, they got this picture of Martina Navratilova. Right. They got a picture of her on a tennis court.
Uh-huh.
And a girl's bending over to tie her shoe.
Right.
She's playing tennis with.
Yeah, I go see this.
Here's a picture of her looking at this girl's ass and sticking out her tongue.
Martina's checking it out, huh?
Yeah. I mean, where do they get these pictures?
Where do they get these pictures? They must pore over more photographs to get these.
They got some great pictures.
I mean, the picture, the caption should say, hey, take a look. Break me off a piece of that.
And then we're almost done. Let me see. Okay, gay secrets. They have some old celebrities, four of them who were gay.
All right.
Or were they? How about Cesar Romero?
Gay.
The Joker.
Yeah. Bisexual.
Yeah. It probably, you know, a lot of those Hollywood people were into everything.
Oh, please. Paul Lind? Like, they have to put him into the question mark category?
Straight. Totally straight.
Beloved comedian Paul Lind never officially came out of the closet.
Buzz, do your Paul Lind impression.
Oh, that'd be ridiculous. How about James Dean? Straight. Buzz.
No, a bisexual, definitely.
Both wrong.
What?
Homo.
Really?
Yay. James Dean, homo.
Huh.
And,
well, he was in that movie with Rock Hudson, right?
Giant.
Yeah.
What about Cary Grant?
That's absolutely ridiculous. I think Cary Grant was straight. A friend of the ladies. Of course, he was married to Diane Cannon, so yeah. I'll say bisexual.
I'll just say straight.
Homo. Yay.
Oh, no.
Homo.
That's ridiculous.
He was lovers with some dude named Randolph Scott.
Oh,
some famous actor.
Cowboy actor.
Yeah, he's another actor. Hello, Randolph. I'd like you to come over to the cabana.
They got a nice picture of the two of them sitting by the pool together.
See, that's what they just bring out that.
Yeah, I know.
They worship. That is an interesting picture, though. It really is. They worship Randolph Scott in Blazing Saddles. His name comes up a lot in that movie.
Could you imagine now? It's entirely possible that this picture of Cary Grant, Randolph Scott, was taken under harmless circumstances.
Right. Yeah, where they were sitting on the end of a diving board with one of them touching the other one's shoulder.
No shirt.
Could you picture sitting at the end of a diving board, dangling your legs, while the guy behind you sits Indian style.
Looks like he's going to put lotion on it.
And touches your shoulder.
That is interesting.
Jesus Christ.
You know, that's somebody. They probably get a photograph out like that and say, yeah, put it in there, gay.
Oh, that's fantastic. God damn, that's good.
I'd like to see Louis Anderson on that diving board.
Come on, Don and Mike show.
Don and Mike. Dave Heisman calling. Dave Turner from New York City. How are you guys?
Hi, we're doing great. You know, we've got to run tape. Robbie, run me tape on Family Feud, please.
Okay.
I've got to bring in the tape because I'm not doing a good job of describing how surly and mean
Well, we have that one
Louis
tape
Anderson
where it's show me, you know, where he sounds just kind of nasty.
He sounds like Captain Kangaroo on this. I mean,
show me breasts.
He's still a show me breath.
Oh, but you got to hear him when he talks to people, the way he talks down to people.
And he is even more gravelly now, as Don demonstrated.
I want to hear that.
Your answer is soda pop. Don't look at the card. Look at the screen. Don't look at the card. Soda pop.
Angry Louie.
And I saw one the other day where he was really happy because the family, you know, you have to get to 200 to win the money.
Right.
They got to 199.
And that made him real happy.
Yeah. He was like, oh, that's something. You just missed it by one.
Hates all the contestants.
Thank you.
You know, somewhere out there, you know, there's got to be somebody who could give us an insight into behind the scenes of Family Feud. Somebody that's been on that show or been in the audience that has seen the real Louie Anderson at work. Probably shows up immediately before the taping. I don't want to talk. No salutations.
God, I hate families.
Who's this? You're calling from New York?
Yes, New York City.
Right, what's your name?
David.
David, what do you want?
Want to know, ask your advice, my nephew is busting my chops. Back in April, I was babysitting, so I took him to an Easter egg hunt. And ever since then, he says to me and my girlfriend, see you later, Uncle David, and see you later, Auntie.
I said, see you, Uncle David. See you, NT.
All right, this is, you're just, obviously you're trying just to work the C word in.
Well, it's, I guess, did he pick up on...
And I think he deserves a round of applause for that.
Nevertheless.
Very nice.
Okay, very nicely done.
Very nice.
Thank you.
The Easter egg hunt. Hey,
all right, I got you. I heard you the first time. Thank you, my friend.
Is the secret sound a casket opening up?
Pardon me?
Is the secret sound a casket opening up?
Hey, not too normal.
Goodbye. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Radio Gods.
Hi.
Hey, I want to say that I am straight, but I have showered with Brad Pitt several times.
Really?
Yes, I have.
How is that you managed to shower with Brad Pitt?
I grew up across the street from him, and I went to school, grade school, on through high school with him.
Was he simply dreamy in grade school?
He was a geek.
He was a geek.
And there was questions about his sexuality in high school. He did date my sister, but she said he didn't like sex a whole lot, so we were always questioning whether or not he was straight or not.
Well, look at the major POA he's got now. I mean, if you're going to have a beard, you go out and you marry some homely girl. I mean, if you can want a beard, you don't marry somebody hot like Jennifer Aniston.
That's true.
Oh, yeah. I attest that he's not. I think he's straight.
Some might say, though, if you're interested in men and you want to really have a good beard, you marry the hottest woman possible to cover up your desire for men. You wouldn't marry a dog.
But I don't think that Jennifer Aniston is a homo, so what does she get out of it by marrying Brad Pitt?
Well, there might be. Maybe she is allowed to see other men.
She's bi?
Maybe she's doing Chandler.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Or Phoebe.
Hello.
Hello.
Don and Mike?
Yes.
How are you?
Hi, we're great, thank you.
Well, I wanted to see if Homo Joe would be interested in doing a girl.
He's done girls before.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he was married.
Oh, so he's had anal with a girl.
No.
Oh, no, I can't say for sure he's had anal with a girl.
Why are you curious about Homo Joe? Because you heard that he's Big Joe?
He's a big boy.
Is that what you like?
That's what I like.
Wow. Big Joe, do you want him to give it to you in your dookie?
I sure do.
Oh, my.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, we've got a regular street hoe here.
We do indeed.
And you want Big Joe DiCaprio to give it to you right in the duke?
I want it all.
Really?
Really.
Have you done that before?
Sure.
And the bigger the better?
The bigger the better.
Right.
See, you guys haven't ever experienced it, but your anal does create a lubricant all on its own, much like your vagina.
Oh, my God.
Oh, dear.
Would you make Joe wear a condom?
Oh, yes.
All right. Well, that was a good answer.
Who is
I would supply him with one.
Who is the celebrity you most resemble?
I've been told Tiffany Amber Thiessen.
Really?
Hmm.
Really.
Interesting.
Well, if you want to have anal with Big Joe, you have to come down here so we can look at you first.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, that's right.
Okay, how late are you there? Till 7?
Yeah.
All right, well, I don't know if I can stop by today, but tomorrow is a possibility.
All right, come by tomorrow.
All right, thank you.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
And we'll present her to Big Joe.
She has a girl who wants to have anal with Big Joe.
Oh,
Don and Mike Show.
Hey, guys. Another hot guy a guy who is rumored to be gay with a hot wife. Tom Cruise married Mimi Rogers and now Nicole Kidman. He's been rumored to be gay.
Yeah, you're right about that. Mm-hmm. You're right.
And I don't think he's a hot guy. That was just a Freudian slip.
Well, you're wrong about that.
No, come on now. He's dreamy.
He's totally hot.
And that wasn't any kind of slip. That's the way you really feel.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Donna Mike.
Yeah.
You rule the planet.
Thank you.
One other thing about the guy that grew up with Brad Pitt.
Right.
Maybe his sister's a hog.
All right, maybe. Valid point.
I love when people noodle it through.
Thank you, my friend. Maybe that's why Brad Pitt didn't bang her. Maybe she's a pig.
Yeah, my sister said he wasn't interested in sex.
Hello.
I'm in.
Donna Mike.
Love your bits and sketches.
Thank you.
You know what I was thinking about that last call, too? Interesting relationship between the brother and sister. You know? The sister talking to the brother about Brad Pitt not doing him.
Right.
You know, not doing her.
Hello?
Couple rumors up here in Baltimore about some Orioles who might be gay.
Really? Like who?
With their names? Brady Anderson.
Oh, I've heard that rumor before. I think we've discussed that rumor before.
And a former Oriole, Roberto Alomar.
Yeah, that was always floating around.
Yeah, too. I think we've heard both of those.
And the reason he spit at the umpire, because he used the F word, but the F word wasn't the real bad F word.
It was F-A-G. Mm-hmm. Right.
Got it.
Heard that also. Thank you. All right, thank you. Bye. Hi, Don and Mike Show.
Radio Gods.
Hello.
Hey, is that Melissa Stark from ESPN, the one you guys were talking about?
Yeah, she's hot.
Is she the lesbian, though, from the Real World 7 in Boston? That's the same one?
There's no way. No.
Oh, my God.
Melissa Stark from ESPN was never on The Real World.
No, it's true.
She looks like...
ESPN gets all their field reporters from The Real World.
Really? The Real World.
Absolutely.
Oh. No way.
Look at the tapes. The same girl.
All right. Goodbye. All right. Hello. Don and Mike show. Hello.
Los Dios de Radio. Radio God.
Right. Hola. Hello.
Hello.
Hi. What do you want?
I just wanted to tell you that another good way to get in the C-word is when you tell your NT servers goodbye. You can just see you, NT.
There you go.
Your NT servers.
Yes, your NT servers, and you can say, see ya, NT.
I know, but what's an NT server?
It's some
an NT
kind
server,
of internet.
When you're migrating from an NT server, Windows NT, to a better platform.
It's that computer speak.
Oh, all right, I got you.
The big computer.
I didn't know what an NT server. Bye-bye. Thanks for the help. Thank you.
And look for Puck on the sidelines during Monday Night Football.
Not on Mike's show.
Not on Mike.
Yeah.
Hi, it's Eric from Sacramento.
Hi, Eric.
Hi, you forgot a couple of athletes. Troy Aikman, Oscar De La Hoya, and Steve Young.
All right, Troy Aikman is a legend. Mm-hmm. Steve Young is a legend. Steve Young just knocked up his wife.
Yeah, so?
Yeah.
His wife's pretty hot.
Yeah, he could be. His wife could be a beard.
Right, okay, thank you.
How about De La Hoya?
De La Hoya?
I can only say I hope so.
Yeah. Me too.
Yeah, me too.
He's dreaming.
Oh, yeah.
Knockout.
You guys, a radio god.
Thank you. Goodbye.
Right.
And boxing, really, I mean, if you're going to have a gay athlete, boxing, I think, would be the best. I mean, because you come out in your boxer shorts.
Right.
And you just get to, you know, dance around.
It's like gladiators.
It's fantastic.
All right. Boxing's real gay sport. I'm surprised there's not more homo boxers.
Yeah, I mean, you know, where else do you get a better look at the male physique than in boxing?
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Mm-hmm.
Hello.
Wrestling.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hi.
Hey, I got a...
Hey, you know, that's something I'd love to explore, boys. Mm-hmm. You got to know there's some WCW guys that are homo.
There's been talk of it, yes.
And some WWF guys that are homo.
Yeah, but, you know, we've had a few of those guys here in the studio, and if they took issue with it, I wouldn't want to be around.
Well, no, I wouldn't ask. No. Like, that last dude we had on The Undertaker.
The Undertaker. How big was that? Seriously, how
7 tall. Feet tall.
Monster.
I wouldn't ask him.
And, yeah, but, you know, and then he got even a little irritated at us when he started doing his whole bio, how his parents were killed in a tragic fire, and he blames his brother for it.
Oh, he was making that up!
And we start laughing at him, but he looked awfully mean.
Very mean. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Hey,
how's
buddy.
It going?
Hey.
Love you guys down here in Mobile.
Thank you.
I was wondering if y'all saw on SportsCenter last night one of the guys talking about the Dennis Miller on Monday Night Football. When he was talking about that, he said he was comparing him to other comedic people who did sports, and one of the names that he mentioned was Scooter. And that's all he said was just Scooter.
Scooter from Mobile.
I don't know if that's what it was or not, but I don't think
it's the same Scooter.
Hey, what other Scooter could it be? Yeah.
Thanks, Al Michaels. Scooter from Mobile.
Hello.
Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Yeah.
How about Elvis Presley? Hunger Lovin'.
You know, one time during one of our Elvis is Dead shows, we had some guy from Elvis's Mafia on, mm-hmm. and we started going at him just because we were goofing with him, saying, hey, we heard that Elvis might be gay.
Right, he got real mad.
Oh, hold on. All this gay talk's getting me worked up. I got something for you.
Wait a minute.
Oh, thanks.
Hold on.
Excellent.
Thank you.
Nice reaction from the listeners.
That fart from my ass, sponsored by the best cigar site on the planet, egars.com.
Wonderful.
You can live another day.
Thank you. Last call. Hi, Don and Mike show.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, buddy.
Hillary and Jan Reno, both of them definitely gay.
All right. Thank you for that bulletin.
Very insightful.
Thank you, Mr. Obvious. Thank you.
You're welcome.
He's just enjoying himself.
He's very happy.
Hey.
No, we can't go out on that call. Let's take one more. Hi, Don and Mike.
Hey, you damn dummies.
Turn your radio down, please.
Sound.
Thank you.
Yeah, hey, listen, I got a friend.
Hey.
Sorry, like this guy calling us damn dummies.
Hey.
Yeah.
Hey, listen, what? Hey.
Hey.
That can't be the last call on this break. Hi, Don and Mike show.
Hi, Don?
Yes?
I know two celebrities, radio personalities.
Two celebrities what?
Two radio personalities that are gay.
Two radio personalities who are gay.
Are you
talking to them right now?
No.
Damn.
Yes, you are.
Oh, we were almost exposed.
It's Nino Grismelli, Doug Trek.
Yeah.
Yes, and he openly talked about it, actually.
Sure. And who else?
As a circle jerk was his expression.
Right, and who else?
And Jack Diamond, thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Yes and yes.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don.
Yeah.
Cordell Stewart.
Oh, absolutely. Come on. There's no doubt about it.
All right. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
That was the big rumor mill last year.
Yeah. Gotta be. 100% homo. Hello, Don and Mike show. Not that there's anything wrong with being a homo quarterback.
Absolutely not. As a matter of fact, it probably makes it more fun.
Hello?
Hello.
Hi.
Homos?
Yeah, what about homos?
Uncle Joe and Sam Drucker on Petticoat Junction.
Yeah, we've already established that.
I think we've done that bit. Thank you.
I just got home. I'm sorry I didn't catch it.
Okay, goodbye. I mean, we did it days ago. Thank you, though. Thank you for your support. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Can you guys try deep frying some of that there newfangled extra jizz you're offering?
Enough. Enough. I don't care. Well, I don't care if we never get another good call. We have to break now. We'll be right back, I promise.
This is the Don and Mike show.
I just noticed something that in one of your interviews with John Candy, I believe, it looked like an older interview, you had less hair than you have today. How do you explain that?
I don't wear a wig, sir.
Paint your bald spot?
What bald spot?
You paint your bald spot?
I don't know what you're talking about, sir. My hair grows.
Do you paint your bald spot?
I don't have a bald spot.
Well, how come you had less hair on the tape?
Maybe my hair grew. Maybe I had a bad haircut that day. By the way, something. What do you care?
Paint your bald spot?
I don't. Do you paint your bald spot?
Paint your bald spot?
You sick.
The best reason not to drive your little Mercedes convertible into the abutment. The Don and Mike Show.
Right. And tomorrow on the show, Survivor Wednesday, and tomorrow we'll have Gretchen. She's the one you didn't like, right? The school teacher, I didn't care for her, but you know, we love talking to anybody who is actually on the island.
Yeah, maybe we can twist her arm and see if we can get any insight as to who's going to be the last person left on the island.
And I think we're also chasing that annoying host, Jeff.
Good.
I'd like to talk to Jeff
now.
Then Trivia 2000 coming soon.
Yay.
In August. Also, The Beach House Part 2, starring Big Joe DiCaprio. And on Friday, we are giving away $16,000 in cash to pay off all of those crappy TNT interviews we've had to do.
That is very exciting.
Now, I was just listening to a CD that somebody sent us.
Mm-hmm.
I normally don't listen to this crap.
Nice.
Because we get sent records all the time from guys. They are from Rochester, New York.
Mm-hmm.
The guy who sent us the letter, his name is BJ Smegma.
Very, I think that's a made-up name.
And he has a new record label called Smegma Records.
Mm-hmm.
And they have some songs for the artist Whitey that mention our show.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'm trying to listen to this.
I heard you. It was an interesting exercise.
As we're in the commercial, I'm trying to listen to this and figure out exactly what we can play, because there's a lot of it that we can't play.
It's a little graphic sexual terminology.
I mean, like the title of song number 5, I don't think you could get away with that.
No, that's on the list. I don't think you can.
You don't
do
think
that.
So? Well, let me just play you a little bit of cut number 5, which has to do with how we talk about how the Pope is just a man,
mm-hmm.
flesh and bone.
Uh-huh. That's right, how we talk about that.
All right, how I do. I don't mind. It'd just be me going to hell.
Yes, that's it. Well, no, I'm going to hell, too. It's I don't want to get hit by my father on the way.
Anyway, the song is called, it's a S-U-C-K, Off the Pope.
God. Okay?
Well, that's, I mean, I don't know. The word itself, suck, is a word you can say on the radio.
Right, right.
So I didn't know of another way to phrase the title of the song.
Church, I take the orders, for in God favors the Catholic.
I deleted that.
Okay.
Eating the body of Christ, don't make me feel like a cannibal. Hurt savages in the crusade, kill the filthy rebels. Peace to you, my son, yeah. Same to you, fella. Light a candle for my prayer. It only cost $5. Don't need to sell no flowers with brainwashed followers.
Although, where's the part where he's talking about doing that to the Pope?
Got a dope. I'm such a good Catholic.
I'm gonna off the Pope.
The Pope, he's a map old Woody, and just stop with genuflection.
You know, I'm not an expert about music, but this song might be a little anti-Catholic.
Good Catholic.
Yeah. I had to dump it out of you.
But at least it has a nice melody. A very nice melody.
They may have already dumped that out on me. I couldn't even hit the delay again.
Reflections.
Sometimes
beat my wife. It's not gonna do without bitch. Oh, my God.
A little M&M action there. Let me see. Now, there's a song called, and I did listen to the first 20 seconds of this. Mm-hmm. There's no cussing in the first 20 seconds of this.
Okay.
Sins of the Amish.
Ah.
Little boys.
Oops, hold on, wait a minute. That's not the cut I was looking for. Cut number one.
Okay.
Here we go.
Hey, the same beat.
I think all the songs on this record have the same beat.
That's interesting.
I got the scoop, the straight up poop. Nuke's gonna make you do the loop-de-loop. I try to say commish, don't be an alarmist. Now I'm gonna tell you about the sins of the Amish. There's a girl named Judy with a fine Amish booty. The way she turns butter will make you fruity. She met Abel up in the stable. Lifted up a dress, let him lay the cable. Long head to Zachariah, Abraham, the Jones boy's dead. Judy was sent to church to repent. Caught her with the preacher, knocking boots till spent. What do you...
All right, well, that's all I listened to in that song.
All right, it's, you know, obviously he's taking out another religious group there.
And I have to wait till the delay resets to play you the one that she called me Body.
Body?
Body. That's okay. Another song.
Hmm.
Another one that I guess has a reference to the show is Stumpy the Ho. There's a song called Barbie Has a Big Bush.
Mm-hmm.
And Pack the Lamb.
Pack the Lamb.
Pack the Lamb.
How interesting is that?
All right, let's try a little bit of Pack the Lamb.
Sounds innocent enough.
Okay.
All right.
We'll just see. Because the delay's caught back up again.
Same melody.
Right.
The Lamb. A little more production values on this one.
Oh, yeah. You're listening to Whitey.
I got a secret to tell you, one that's gonna let you know about the way that a Whitey handles commotion and strife that comes with being the master of the lyrics that dominate, the beats that get you shaking your hips, forgetting all your miscues.
Well, that sounds like a regular dumb rap song.
Mm-hmm.
Want to hear Sex Mom?
Yeah, sure. It's bound to be different than the others. What's the label again? Smegma Records?
Yeah.
Your mom is a horny hip-hopping freak. Round the blocks a minute bomb when it rains a booty leak. The only chick is son of a 7 tours to nom. Dude, you got yourself a slam bam sex mom.
Okay.
Send your father and your brother out of town. Pardon the S.O. at your Guam. We'll sit around singing silly songs. Dig it on sexmom.com. www.sexmom.com.
All right. All right, whatever.
I detect a little angriness in there, you know, which is always good for music.
I'll give them a plug. We're mentioning some of these songs, and we thank them.
Sure.
We thank them. Good luck with... the one about the Pope.
Yes. Buena suerte.
Good luck with that.
Wow.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don. Hey, Mike.
Hey, buddy.
I have another person who's reportedly gay, former NBA coach and TNT analyst, PJ Carlissimo. I'm not kidding. That's one of the reasons why Mark Bryant wanted to get out of Portland, because he just felt uncomfortable every time PJ would be slapping him on the
isn't
rear.
Isn't PJ Carlissimo about
the
guy that Latrell
Sprewell?
Yeah,
right. Okay. All right. Thank you.
Okay.
Goodbye. All of this is alleged, incidentally.
Mm, absolutely.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello. Hello.
Hello.
You're on the air.
Don, Mike, I have a question. I'm from New York, so
yes.
I haven't been able to listen to the show yet today.
Okay, thank you.
I have a question. Whenever you get feedback from, say, the Washington Post or from another DJ, you always do some sort of bit as a sarcastic remark back to these folks.
Uh-huh.
I'm wondering, based on the censorship, why you haven't come out with something like that to be able to get your voice across.
Pardon me?
Why haven't you done a bit?
We did.
We did. You didn't get to hear it.
You weren't able to hear it.
So I'll listen to it tonight.
No. No, listen. We did it 2 days ago. We spent an hour
Hey, yeah, I heard you on Friday night.
And it was cut out. Read today's New York Post. It'll tell you what we did.
Okay, I'll go get the paper now.
Thank you.
Do it.
Thanks.
All right, goodbye, man. Chris, you live in New York. Hello, Don and Mike's show.
Yeah, I got a couple more. It's Jim Vance, R.J. Hudson, George Michael.
No.
The whole Channel 4 news crew.
Not
together.
Off. Please stop it, please. Hello, Don and Mike's show.
Hey, guys.
Hi.
Hey, we were talking about Brad Pitt a little while ago and, you know, why he would marry POA like that. Well,
the gay subject, you can even play that Pope song and the gay subject just comes
It won't go away.
Thundering right back.
Oh, absolutely. But if you were looking to catch a few guys, what better POA to have out there to drag them home?
Yeah, it's like you know, it's like a guy taking a walk through the park with a puppy.
But again, what does she get out of it, though?
Well, that's it. She probably has her own.
He's looking for somebody that's going both directions. Or
you know, she likes being married to the big star, and you know, maybe she's gay. She'd have to be gay too.
There's no way Jennifer Aniston's gay. No way,
because I think it would be very difficult for a heterosexual woman to stay in that relationship if he was gay.
No, she exudes heterosexuality. She does.
I agree with you. I think she does.
She's so straight. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Wouldn't you be crushed if the opposite was true? See, one thing that we've proven over the years is that you never know.
Yeah,
you
right.
Never know.
No, and I wouldn't be crushed. I would be surprised.
Mm-hmm.
Surprised if I found out that she liked to feast on the yeast. Hello.
All right.
Hello, Don and Mike show. You weren't fast enough, honey. Hello.
Hey, Dale Earnhardt's gay.
Dale Earnhardt. Well, all the NASCAR drivers are.
Right. That's a given.
Oh, now I get it. Now I get it.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Dick Trickle.
Hello. Hola.
Charles Broyhill enjoys the company of men.
All right. No argument there.
I like the way that was phrased, too.
No argument there.
Unmarried man in his 30s.
Don and Mike show. God, you know, all these lines are cramping out now. Hello.
Don and Mike.
Yes.
I got two. You ever heard of Tevin Campbell?
You mean Tevin Campbell?
Yeah.
Sure, I've heard of him.
Yeah, he's gay. What do you think about Eddie Murphy?
I think Eddie Murphy might be bi.
I think Eddie Murphy might be bi also.
Think so?
Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you.
Uh-huh.
All right, goodbye. The transvestites and all.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Right. I mean, there have been stories about him. Hello.
Hi, how about Renee Passant?
Another television person.
Yeah.
Former Channel 7 Washington, D.C. anchorwoman.
She went on to the network. She went on to ABC, I think. Yeah.
She also, it was heard that she used to lie with Marion Barry's ex-wife.
I love that, too. It's such a gentle way of putting it. She used to lie with her. You know,
there's a story that Marion Barry's wife is lying.
Lie with.
Lying with a woman who's an anchor right now in D.C.
Donald, congratulations on the color commentary gig. In order to celebrate, lay with me.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, P.J. Carlissimo is gay because I saw when Latrell Sprewell.
Who cares?
Come on. He didn't use
Who
his
cares?
Hand. Off. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Lay with me.
Hello. You are on the air.
Hey, Don. It's Brad Townsend. I was talking to a Homo Joe online last night.
Well, Homo Joe apparently talks to everybody online.
Well, let me tell you what he said if you care to hear it.
Sure. If you're on the if you're on the level, sure.
I am on the level. The screen name. I won't say it on the radio.
Yeah. Don't. What did he say?
I won't. I've got more, you know, coos than that.
I don't trust you. Incidentally.
Why don't you trust me?
Just go ahead and say what you have to say.
Okay. Well, what he said to me was that it's hard for him to make genuine friends because of the fact that when they find out he's with you guys on the show, that people pretty much freak out and then avoid him. But his profile is infested with references to your all show. And I said to him, if that's the case, why don't you remove all references from your profile? And he refused to give me an answer on that.
You know, it's funny. Here's a guy, of all the people, here's a guy trying to torpedo Homo Joe.
Yeah, come on, let him be, man.
Leave him alone.
No, I'm not torpedoing him.
Yes, you are.
You're ratting on him. I mean, you know, so he confided in you. He said, I have a hard time meeting people in it because people find out I'm on a radio show and they don't want to be close to me.
You go running to us thinking we're going to get mad at Joe.
No. I don't at all.
Well, then why did you run to us?
He's a real nice guy.
Then why did you bring this matter to our attention?
Yeah, what would possibly be the point of you bringing this up?
Because to me it was very...
It was what?
Someone's calling me, but whatever. Hang up on me if you want to. But
it was what?
He was a real nice guy. He was real friendly. I'm not trusting the guy at all. He was a real nice... He was very friendly.
See, this is a failed mission right now.
All right, goodbye. Right, don't hang up.
There you go.
There you go. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hi, Don and Mike, calling from Sacramento.
Hi.
We heard a rumor all the way out here from the East Coast of someone who's gay that you guys know.
Really?
And we heard that Big Gum Jim has big gums because you know why.
Well, that rumor's true.
That is true.
Yes.
That rumor's true.
Too much time on his knees.
He loves lying with men.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hi, calling from Silver Spring. Just wanted to give you another C phrase.
Okay.
Next time.
Pardon me? Sure, go ahead.
See you next time.
See you next time.
See you next time. Okay, gotcha.
Okay,
all right.
Bye.
That's like see you in Toledo.
Absolutely. Right.
Thank you. Hello, last call. Really, Don and Mike Show. We're going to go to Buzz now. Hello.
Yes, hi. I'd like to talk to Don and Mike, please.
Okay, you're talking to us.
Oh, hi.
Hi, Don. How are you?
Good, good, great.
How have you been?
Unbelievable.
Lay with me.
Lay
with me. Do you like lying with men?
Now.
What okay. do you want?
Now, this is regarding Leonardo DiCaprio. I definitely know he's gay.
Right. Thank you.
Thanks for that confirmation.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thanks for sharing that information.
Well, now I saw it. I saw him in a movie taking it anally.
That proves it then, I guess.
All right.
We're walking into a joke here. I definitely saw him in a movie playing on a bed.
We are walking into an awful joke. What is the name of the movie?
To be honest with you, I don't know. I saw it on a pay-per-view. I was scanning the channels.
Basketball virus?
It was something about a sheepherder. Sheepherders.
What is this guy?
I don't know.
You know, I was wrong. I'm sorry, everybody.
He's doing a great show for himself.
I thought he was calling like with some bad joke that it would be something along the lines of Schindler's Fist that would be related to Titanic.
No, I definitely saw it. I saw him. He was kind of a little bit younger. It was after the Titanic. Thought on pay-per-view.
I'm frankly offended when we're having a serious discussion about lying with men.
it grossed me out so much I had to change the channel.
Of course.
Yeah, and it grossed you out.
I don't know exactly what the movie was.
It grossed you out so much that you retained it to this very day, and you're reciting it to us now.
Absolutely.
I think I know what it is.
Well, what is it, Robbie?
Was it an old episode of Growing Pains?
Goodbye, you.
All right, thanks.
Goodbye.
Bye-bye.
No, thanks. Thank you.
Jesus. My goodness. All we were trying to do is have a very serious, intellectual diatribe about laying with men.
Yes. Lay with me.
Lay with me.
Well, it's time for the news and the comments.
Yes,
now,
it is.
In a world where owning a radio was strictly forbidden, one man found a way to bring good news to his people.
Buzz,
he made it up.
Damned women.
Buzz, what is your lead story tonight?
Tonight, a first report card for Dennis Miller.
Oh, all right. We've talked about him plenty today.
Stay tuned. For news and comments.
News and comments.
Coming up. On the Don and Mike
Don
Show.
And Mike, I guess you have some numbers and stuff?
I could get those, but I have reviews from other sources.
Oh, good. Find the ratings out too.
All right,
that's important. Stay tuned, everybody. That was very
professional.
And what do you want me to do?
Lay with me.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crespa?
This is the story of
you'll laugh until your uterus falls out. The Don and Mike Show.
Time now for Buzz, and Buzz is sponsored tonight. She's by Budweiser. Pick up Bud or Bud Light. Win great prizes instantly. Visit Budweiser.com for details. Hello, Buzz.
Hi, Donna Mike. I did check the ratings, by the way, and ABC easily killed the competition last night. With a 7.8 at one point and a 13 share, easily beating the competition from the other networks. A good beginning as people tuned in to check out Dennis Miller.
You know, there are going to be some people who say that's not a good number.
Right.
That's not a good Monday Night Football number. And I heard a number today earlier that said it was down from the rating from the Hall of Fame game last year.
Mm-hmm. That could be.
But you got to keep in mind that they started the game an hour earlier last night.
Yeah, and it's, it is still preseason. I don't think you can judge by those numbers.
And meaning on the West Coast, the game started at 4 o'clock. I mean, look, what am I doing? I'm here apologizing.
It's a competing network.
I'm apologizing for Dennis Miller. I thought he did great.
I think you feel camaraderie with Dennis Miller.
Sure,
because you're in a similar position now with doing the radio version, I can understand that.
Yes, well, I felt that way before this.
Right.
I mean, even when I just did the Redskins pregame. And Buzz, how come that wasn't your lead story? The fact that this Friday night you'll be able to hear me actually doing color commentary on the real game.
right?
When the Redskins play the Buccaneers.
He's good enough to make it up and change his lead story.
What's your lead, Buzz?
Don Geronimo will be joining in the booth for the 75 stations of the Redskins radio network for pregame coverage this fall and for the preseason games as well.
Outside of joining in the booth, that was a pretty good first story. You want to rewrite it?
Yeah, I did.
Want to do it again?
Really do better with a keyboard.
Pick it up from the top. And right. Get in the, I mean, it's no new story.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's no new story
right.
that I'm doing the pregame show,
no,
but
right.
it is a new news story
right.
that I'm actually going to be doing color commentary during the game while Sonny Jurgensen is on TV.
Don Geronimo has been hired to do color commentary in the booth for the preseason games for the Washington Redskins this fall on the 75 stations that make up the Redskins radio network.
That's good.
A little better.
That's good.
A little better.
Starting Friday.
With
the game against Tampa Bay.
Uh-huh.
And then go on to say, because I won't be here, Mike will be taking over the show and doing a giant cooking segment with his deep fryer. Okay, go ahead.
As Don fills in for Sonny Jurgensen for those preseason shows, he won't be here on Friday. The show will be in the capable hands of Mike O'Mara, who will bring in his deep fat fryer to fry things.
That's good.
On his cooking version of the Don and Mike show.
I like that a lot. I enjoy that.
Thank you, Buzz. Now, what else about Dennis Miller?
Well, the ratings aren't bad for a game that's considered insignificant, and in the middle of July when people are still out doing things as opposed to watching their televisions. And Dennis is getting mixed but mostly positive reviews for his debut on Monday Night Football.
Hey, surprise, Leonard Shapiro of the Washington Post didn't like
it. Oh, that stole my last paragraph there.
Oh, sorry.
I worded it this way. The old goat who writes about TV sports for the Washington Post says he'd rather have Boomer Esiason back in the booth, but then he never likes anything new or different.
One thing that's good about you in that radio booth is that's just going to kill.
Oh, that's good. That's going to be the knife through his heart. He's having enough trouble dealing with the fact that Dennis Miller's
right.
on Monday Night Football.
This is really going to kill him.
Now, all of a sudden,
I'm really going to be on the real Redskins game.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to kill him. It's going to completely kill him.
Fantastic.
USA Today's Rudy Martsky says Miller got laughs in all the right places in Rudy's test audience.
Yay.
No, how you doing?
I bet Rudy was angry that he didn't get the lead, though. He should have been on the front page. He should have written a story. They put another reporter on it.
Rudy did get a very tiny color picture of him on the front page of Today's USA Today.
Absolutely, but the story was written by another reporter.
That's because you needed a real journalist to write that story.
Rudy's story was on like page 12 of the sports section.
12C.
Very sad. A TV writer for the New York Post gave Miller a partial thumbs up. He listed all the words and phrases spoken by the comedian that have never been uttered before on Monday Night Football, including Socratic Method, genitalia, NAFTA, Spencer Gifts, and Jack Lord's hair.
That's
funny.
The best phrase came from the New York Daily News, which wrote that Miller was funny and good at asking questions that football fans would like to ask.
Right, I would agree.
But as I read, somebody said that this didn't make a believer out of anybody. People who wanted to like Dennis liked what he did last night, and people who didn't want to like Dennis didn't like what he did last night. Former NFL player Ray Carruth had a friend named Van Brett Watkins. Yesterday, Watkins pleaded guilty to pulling the trigger on the gun that killed Ray's wife.
Yes.
But Carruth and a third guy still face charges of murder and of the attempted murder of Chirica's unborn child. The baby did survive. Prosecutors believe Carruth asked Watkins and this other guy to kill his wife.
I didn't know that the baby survived.
Yes, 8 months old now, a boy.
Wow.
Carruth's lawyer...
Send it to me.
Carruth's lawyer said...
I will raise it as my own.
Lie with me.
Carruth's lawyer says he thinks Watkins will testify that Carruth had nothing to do with the murder. That's not what prosecutors expect.
Jack, lay with me and all my wayward children.
Please, it would be a pleasure to lay with you.
Domingo.
Here's the key to my room. Lay with me.
Lay with me.
Today, Carruth won the legal right to see the baby, which has been living with its grandmother.
Wow.
And the boy will be brought to the jail in North Carolina and be held up to the glass in the visiting area.
He was in the car, right?
Yes, he was. Yeah,
was in the car.
Ray Carruth was
in the car with the shooter, I thought.
That I'm not certain about.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
You know, that I don't know either.
All right. As we mentioned yesterday...
All I know is that baby's going to have an existence like you do with us.
It's behind
that
glass.
We're in separate
forever.
Rooms,
yep.
And there's a piece of glass between us.
Every day I'm held up to the glass.
And we peer in at you.
Yes. You're not allowed to touch me.
Lay with me.
Lay with me.
That's why the glass is here.
That's right.
As we mentioned yesterday, Jennifer Aniston and Brad Pitt spent about $100,000 on security for their million-dollar wedding.
This little girl had knockers.
In Malibu Saturday night. Well, they hired a guy who was once an operative for Israel's Mossad, and later he was the security chief for Liz Taylor. Well, the guy managed to keep the helicopters out of the sky, and he managed to keep the press and the public well outside the grounds where the wedding was held, but he failed to shore up the shore, which is why you'll see pictures in People magazine next week. People chartered a yacht for the day and used long lenses to get pictures from just 200 yards offshore.
Yeah, they thought that they fixed them, but they didn't.
God love them. A guy's died in the filming of the season premiere of The X-Files. A man was electrocuted.
Was it David Duchovny?
No.
Ah, then I don't want to hear about it.
Was the man with the cigarette?
I don't think so. I think
the smoking
it was
guy?
The smoking man.
Whatever his name is. Yeah, smoking man.
Smoking man.
A technical worker. This guy was electrocuted when a power line carrying 4,800 volts touched the scaffold. Six other people were hurt. Five of them treated and released.
Charlie had the mind of a child.
Just sitting here touching the different things.
Get to know Charlie.
Working on the set of
Charlie had the mind of a child.
Working on the set of the X-Files, just trying to...
I'm back.
Charlie had the mind of a child.
Righty-tighty, lefty-loosey.
That's right, Charlie. The sixth was left in critical condition. Neither David Duchovny nor Gillian Anderson were present at the time.
Whoa.
A spokesman for the show says he's not sure if filming will continue as planned.
I'm growing hair again.
Hold on. We have to do a break.
Right.
We'll be back with more news and more comments.
Fly with me.
Right after
this. This is the Dawn and Mike Show. The Ken Stevens Management Seminar is now available through audio tape.
No, I don't know what to say.
Successful radio management doesn't happen by accident. It happens with solid training.
I mean, I forgot to tell you that I was taking you up on what I thought was the agreement. No.
With Ken's tapes, you'll develop skills in crisis management.
Because that's why I asked you in the first place.
Enhanced memory skills.
I don't remember, but that is certainly possible.
And the all-important art of decision-making.
Can I think about it?
The Ken Stevens Management Seminar. Get yours today.
Is it Monday?
And start managing.
They want real. You're Olson Kanay. Don Geronimo and Michael Mira.
Hello, Donaldo E. Miguel.
Don, this is Tom down in Greenville.
Hi.
Hey, I thought it was kind of ironic everybody was listening for Dennis Miller to drop the F-bomb or any other words. And here, I don't know if you caught it or not, but Al Michaels actually said, damn. I don't know if you caught that or not. I thought that was pretty ironic.
Well, that is no crime for Al Michaels to say, damn.
And I think Dennis Miller, anybody that was thinking he was going to use the F-bomb, you know, how dumb do you think he is? He's a bright guy.
What an effing great pass.
I tell you, it's great to effing be here, Al.
Yeah, no way.
Boy, this is going to be a great effing game, and I am looking forward, seriously, for the effing opportunity to not F up this game.
Yeah. No way. He's not that dumb.
No.
I know he wasn't that dumb. I just thought you don't hear Al Michaels too often there swearing there.
Do you believe in damn miracles?
Yes, I do, Don.
Well,
will you lay with me?
That was Mike.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Over and out. Thanks.
Right, over and out. Roger.
That was damn clueless on the phone.
Roger. Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Donna, Mike. The world's best-known actors union is nowhere close to settling its dispute with the people who make radio and TV commercials. The SAG strike continues, nevertheless. Five of the union's members, no one you've heard of, are staging a hunger strike.
Well, based on some of the women I saw it at the staff ratings party last night, there's a bunch of members of SAG who are not on strike.
No. I mean the union.
Ah.
Wish these hunger strikers luck. They'll need it. And the union, obviously clueless about sports, has told SAG member Tiger Woods he's going on trial August 18th.
Oh, my God.
For crossing the picket line to make a General Motors commercial.
Well, he did it in Canada.
Yes, that's true. And Woods will be in the middle of the PGA Championship on the 18th of August, the day he's supposed to stand trial for the union.
Yeah, I tell you, if that union messes with him, that's really going to screw up his life.
Tiger says...
Yeah, AFTRA is the most worthless union in the world.
Unbelievable.
And trust me, we've been members for... I've been a member for almost 25 years.
Yeah, I mean, I've been a member, and there were members of both, AFTRA SAG.
Right, they're together.
There's two of them. There's the American Federation of Television and Radio Artists.
That sucks ass.
And then there's the, there's the Screen Actors Guild.
Which I don't know enough about to really tell you that sucks.
Right.
They kind of merged in recent years, and AFTRA is a division of the AFL-CIO. So, right. You know, we're like truckers.
well, AFTRA blows. AFTRA is like the weakest union in the world. I know plenty of disc jockeys who have paid their dues over the years, and then they get fired, and they go to AFTRA, and AFTRA's answer is, well, disc jockeys get fired all the time.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. However, if you're going to do any freelance voice work, you should see the paperwork.
Oh, my God.
I mean, it is absolutely insane what they try to do and, you know, to contribute. Now, you are what is called vested. Is that right?
Where
you are, where you're now supposed to get a pension because you've contributed so much, you've worked at a few.
When I retire, I get like $800 a month. And that's just so far.
From AFTRA?
Right. And that would be in addition to, you know, whatever else I may get.
Oh, F you, Buzz.
Thank you.
Whatever I mean.
Really, F you.
I mean, $200 a week?
Very, very good to me.
That's incredible.
From AFTRA, well,
they've done nothing but suck my hiney.
And it could get better, you know, as I get older and continue, assuming that I live.
For the last 20 years. They've done dick for me.
Huh.
I mean, the only time you really need AFTRA is like when I got fired.
Right.
You know, and I would go to my AFTRA representative and I'd say, I got fired. And he'd say, why'd they fire you? Well, because I talk too much, because I didn't want to play the same amount of records. Mm-hmm. They go, well, guess what? We can't help you.
Right.
Goodbye.
Exactly. That's correct.
I mean, what good is a union?
They fight to bring you the wages that you should have earned 20 years ago.
And it wasn't that I wanted them to go back and get me my job, which I knew was impossible.
Right.
Was every time I've been fired in radio, it was a case where they would just say, okay, get out now and leave.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, normally when you're fired, you get 2 weeks compensation.
Yeah, severance pay, absolutely.
Right, you get something. I mean, the benefits would be cut off immediately.
Right.
They would put up signs saying, do not allow him back on the premises.
I remember.
Right. And I'd get no more money.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
But I tell you, with all these big unions, I mean, you get these situations, like AFTRA's one of them, too. Awful lot of people on the payroll,
right,
making money on the backs of the people that are out here working. It's kind of crazy.
Right.
And then all of a sudden, when you really need them, like even a question, you know, even if you want a question, I'll put you right through to her, and then you get somebody's voicemail. I mean, it really is. I hope that they resolve this situation, and I hope when they come back that it's a better union for the membership.
That'd be nice.
I don't think it will be. You agree, even though you're vested and all that.
I do.
You know how difficult they are,
Buzz. It's a bureaucracy. It's a mess. They've helped me out a couple of times. And, you know, I don't want to lose that $800 a month. So I'm not going to say too much bad about them.
All to do them sucking on the teat of AFTRA.
There you go.
But, yeah, it's a bureaucracy. And you're right. A lot of times when you need them most, they're helpless. They can't do anything.
A-hole AFTRA. Hold on. A-F-T-R-A. A-hole F-ups that ruin artists.
Hey.
AFTRA. Thank
Robert,
you.
Well done. And SAG speaks for itself.
Right.
Well, Tiger Woods says he didn't mean to upset the union, but he says stupid awful guys.
That's good.
Stupid awful guys. Tiger says he had a contract with a sponsor that supported him for a long time, and he wanted to live up to that. The union says Tiger should have used his influence to get the producers to sign at least an interim agreement with the union.
Oh, boy.
Now, the good news is,
well, Tiger needs the money.
That's
so
a,
let's not jump too hard on Tiger. I mean, I realize I'm not, kind of waffling here and flip-flopping.
That's all right.
But, you know, goddamn, Tiger Woods just doesn't have enough money. He has to do those commercials.
This is a good story. The good news is,
I guess the point is, if there's ever anybody who should stand up against the union, it is a guy like Tiger Woods.
Right.
Who's
against
making
the union or stand up and honor the union's picket line.
To honor them.
That's what I mean.
Right.
To stand up and not do the commercial, the guy that's making $8 gazillion a year.
I can see their point that they probably think a guy like Tiger Woods would probably influence. But, I mean, that's one production company.
Yeah, that's true. But they were hoping they could at least get an agreement with that company, which is what they're willing to do at this point, is get any agreement they can with any producer they
can.
But
how many people that rely on doing commercials, television and radio commercials right now, and are having to deal with this, if you're honoring this strike to the letter of the law, there's bread coming off your table.
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, strikes are very difficult on people. It's one thing if you're working for, you know, the United Auto Workers, and you're working at a plant, but it's different when you have all these what are basically independent contractors that are out there doing this kind
of thing. So who's doing the work? Who's doing the commercials if the SAG members and the AFTRA members are not doing the commercials now?
Exactly.
Who's doing it?
Scabs. Strike
busters. Scabs. Oh, you got your scabs out there.
Scabs.
Sure.
All right, goddamn scabs.
I know.
Right,
ridiculous.
Okay. I'm with you.
The good news is we think we've found D.B. Cooper. The bad news is he's dead.
How you doing, Scabs? I would just like to announce this. Mm-hmm. I have no allegiance to AFTRA at all.
Mm-hmm.
And I never get any commercial work at all.
Right. Like, no, you know, you should get more.
Because I've got, like, the worst radio voice in the world.
Yeah, no.
I'll be a scab. Call me up. I'll do a commercial for you.
There you go.
I don't give a crap. AFTRA's never done dick for me.
They can do one thing.
What?
They since the unions have merged, AFTRA and SAG,
yeah.
If they know it, they will not. You will not be able. Once everything is, you know, fixed with the union,
right?
And we go do our little flights out there to Los Angeles,
right?
You won't be able to go on a TV show.
Well, it's not like there's a line outside to put us on TV right now.
I've always said though, Don, three picture deals someday, mm-hmm. three picture deals. Yeah. Well, and I know that
yeah. that's you.
Now that you're pursuing your career in sports casting, listen, it's never going to happen.
That's you looking at the big picture and me looking at the small picture, thinking I could make some extra cake.
I understand.
Right now, if I was a scab, if I did some commercials,
you might be able to pull it off if you use another name. You do all your radio commercials. Under the name of Johnny Loving. There you go, I like that. And Don Geronimo's not doing those commercials.
Johnny Loving.
And take all your money in cash.
Hi, it's Johnny Loving.
Johnny Loving. Johnny Loving.
On the JL show.
Well, as I said, I think we've found D.B. Cooper. It appears he's dead. In 1971, a guy vanished after parachuting out of an airliner with $200,000 in ransom money.
That's a good movie.
We knew him only as D.B. Cooper, and he was never seen or heard from again. In 1975, in Pace, Florida, 1995, just 5 years ago, in Pace, Florida, Jo Weber buried her husband, Dwayne Weber. He died of kidney disease at the age of 70. On his deathbed, Dwayne Weber whispered to wife Jo, "I'm Dan Cooper." The FBI agent who worked the case for 9 years says the airline ticket was purchased by a Dan Cooper. He says this DB that we all came to know was a policeman's mistake. There was no DB. And the FBI agent says Joe's story is very convincing. A forensic artist says recent photographs of her late husband look as much as possible like the police sketch.
You know, that would be
cool. D.B. Cooper.
For anybody old enough to remember that, that was a huge mystery, and it would be really cool if they could somehow confirm. Did he do anything like J.O. on the plane or anything?
No. I don't think there's any DNA.
Okay,
no,
right.
And well, I don't know what happened to the money.
No more hanging with Mr. Cooper, I guess.
No.
Hello, Buzz, we have to do a break. All hold right. on. We have two more news segments left.
Right. Hello, Don and Mike.
That's
hey,
a great show.
Hi.
How you doing?
Hey, we're doing great, thank you.
This is Chris. I'm calling from New York.
Hello, Chris.
How you doing?
Hi.
Listen, you guys just got an awesome lead-in from Opie and Anthony.
Really? What's that?
Well, you know how the whole radio edit thing is big news in New York?
Right. Oh, that's how, incidentally, that's how Opie and Anthony are handling.
It's gonna be May.
When we do that, they say radio edit.
Exactly.
Right.
Exactly.
Uh-huh.
And just one request. Can it not be in sync?
Well, I can't.
A little bit.
I can't think of any other song where they say May. You know, I mean,
it's gonna be May.
I mean, that's the whole thing. Not to mention the fact that we have a brilliant parody song written and ready to go—a song called "Don't Talk About May."
Absolutely.
But we can't do it.
Can't do it.
So what was the lead-in from ONA today?
Well, they pretty. It's. I don't know if you guys got the New York Post today.
Yes, we did.
Yes, we did.
So you saw the huge article and everything,
right?
And they were wondering if CBS was going to allow you guys to broadcast the first hour of your show tonight.
Well, they're good guys.
So, they are. Yeah. We're kind of partners in crime on that
so,
one.
So, you know, they were saying you definitely have to listen and start now calling them because they're on the air till 7:30 and, you know, let them know that everybody's going to be listening to their first hour.
And the sad part is we didn't even learn about the article in the New York Post until we had been on the air like for an hour today.
Right. And I don't doubt that they're doing with us what we're doing with them is we're kind of like, what did they say? What are we going to say? Because we're both working under the same restrictions.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
It sucks. Sucks worse than after. Thank you.
I'm going to work on that NSYNC thing and try to find you something different.
If you find me any other song where they say May.
It's going to be May.
Plus, I'm telling you, we have a killer parody song.
Yeah.
Just ready to go.
I know.
Don't talk about May. All that I do.
You guys are great.
I invented for you.
Hey, the last segment of our show is going to be edited out today.
Yeah. You guys are great, and I'm coming to your first last place party.
Well, you know what? Maybe they won't edit this out.
Who knows?
Maybe they won't. Thank you.
Later.
All right, goodbye. Buzz, up on a break. Be back with more.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
I don't ask much from you, girl. What can't you give me? The respect that I'm entitled to. Why can't you treat me? I would be treated by any stranger on the street.
Because I am not one of your fans.
No empty-headed ball busters allowed. The Don and Mike Show.
Please, Buzzy, you know we have two more fill breaks here. And Buzz is brought to us tonight by Budweiser, Bud and Bud Light. Win great prizes instantly. Visit Budweiser.com for details.
And, you know, I did want to mention to you that Christina is in the new movie What Lies Beneath. She has a rather significant role as the friend of Michelle Pfeiffer. So if you're a big fan of Christina from Mommy Dearest, which the poor actress that plays her, you know, as soon as she walks in, I'm like, that's Christina. That's Christina from Mommy Dearest, who's like now a grown woman. And it's, you know, it's pretty sad that I still
hit the wall.
She, yeah. Oh, big time.
Right.
Fun facts to know and tell. A
she didn't hit
them.
The wall, really. Even in Mommy Dearest, when they got to the scenes when Joan Crawford replaced her on the soap opera.
Yeah, she was very prone to hit the wall young.
So it's the teen, not the real little Christina, the one who was the teen.
Oh, not the real little. No, it's the teen that they, you know, the teen from that scene
with the dead
the
blank eyes.
That scene.
Yeah, baby.
Because
yeah.
I'm not one of your fans. That same Christina, and I've seen her in a couple of other movies, and every time I see her, and I'm sure this has dogged her throughout her career in Hollywood. You see her, and you say that. That's Christina from Mommy Dearest.
Fun facts to know and tell, even if they're not surprising. Fact number one, about a third of America's switched-on TV sets were tuned live with Regis and Kathy Lee last Friday to see the Kathy Lee farewell show. That's more than double the show's usual audience.
All right, then, goodbye.
And fact number two, the number of visits to the Napster website shot up 92% last week as it appeared the music-sharing service was about to be shut down. And it got a lot of publicity.
You know, I couldn't even get on that goddamn site the other day. It's very rare that I get the message, the page that says, this page cannot be displayed.
Yeah, but you could get on to Jokester very easily. That website was wide open.
What is Jokester?
Jokester's where you can download jokes.
Oh.
Right on and burn them onto a CD. Jokester.
Then there's Pornster.
Scatlover.com.
Do you know I popped in the Scatlover.com?
Don't forget about Oyster. That's another great stir.com site.
Oyster.
What about Scatlover.com?
I was sitting there and I looked at it and I spent probably 5 seconds on it. I didn't know that, you know, I guess you have to go into it and sign in or something like that, but the front page was...
I know.
Is that real?
I believe I want it to be real.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, God.
Oh, God.
I know. Yeah. Fez told me it's real.
Well, there you go.
Hey!
If Fez told you it's real, it's real.
Hey!
Your grandma may know what you're going through with this whole Napster thing. Turns out there's a website for people to exchange needlepoint patterns. It used to be Granny had to buy the patterns at a fabric store or through a catalog, and the companies that sell these designs say the pattern-sharing website has hurt business, much the same thing the record industry says about Napster, just on a smaller scale. And you know how bootleggers are getting those high-quality concert tapes these days?
How?
You can thank the federal government and the hearing impaired. A federal law requires concert venues to offer its hearing impaired patrons stereo headsets known as assistant listening devices. The headphones pick up a high-quality audio feed of the show that's broadcast on a low FM frequency.
Don, baby, how's it going?
The result for bootleggers with renegade receivers is a high-quality feed that's free of distortion and crowd noise.
Don, you are on the air, sir.
So there's some concern about whether those assistive listening devices will continue.
What? Don, baby, how's it going?
A company you've never heard of may have Michael Eisner's Disney by the Tinkerbells.
Okay.
Characters. Here's your mouse, Kathy. See you later, but I just want you to know, as soon as you walk out of the studio door, you are dead to me.
You are dead to me.
Goodbye.
Mr. Eisner, there's a character that everybody thinks that you own that you don't really own. You may even think that you own the character and you don't really own it.
Let me tell you something, Burbank.
Yes?
If I think I own it, I own it.
Who's the character?
New Tinkerbell Incorporated out of Manhattan says it's owned the name Tinkerbell for nearly 50 years.
That's bull-ass.
And quoting the company's lawyer, we want them to stop using the words Tinkerbell or Tinkerbell.
No, I use every name that is licensed to the Walt Disney Company.
No. Talk to the president of Tinkerbell.com, Charlie Stossel.
No, I'll tell you, I'll have a word with Mr. Stossel. I'll send him an alligator wallet. We'll be all done.
The company claims Disney is guilty of copyright infringement by selling stuff that features that name and that character. Their lawsuit says that for the past 13 years, Disney would buy the Tinkerbell merchandise from them and then resell it.
I tell you, not only own Tinkerbell, the name, the copyright, all the royalties, and all that, but I've also named my thing Tinkerbell.
Your penis?
Yes, the eyes of the penis is named Tinkerbell.
You can't do that.
Hello, Tinkerbell.
Copyright violation.
Would you rather name it something like Dumbo or...
No.
A Goofy?
I named it Pluto for a while.
Uranus.
But this year, Disney put out its own line of Tinkerbell stuff, cutting this little company out of the picture, and that's why they're suing.
Name it Mulan. Hercules.
Oh, yeah, Ariel.
Hold on, Buzz. We've got to sneak one more break.
Gotcha.
In. Be right back with much more news and much more comments.
This is the Don and Mike.
All right, it's time for another kooky, crazy call.
Another kooky, crazy call has a copyrighted feature.
And this time, we're calling a pet store. I'm going to disguise my voice and attempt to purchase 10 parakeets. Let's see what happens.
Hello, House of Pets.
Yes, do you sell parakeets there?
Yes, we do.
Excuse me. How many do you have?
I think we have 7 or 8 at the present time.
Well, I'm going to need 10.
Well, we have another store in the area, and I'm sure we could get 2 more from them.
I see. In other words, you'd have to go to another store then, huh?
Yes, we would.
Okay, well, let me think about it, and I'll get back to you later.
All right. Thank you.
The patron saints of jizz, Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
It's time to go back to Buzz, brought to us tonight by Bud Weiser. Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike. A company that makes Wonder Bread and hosts Twinkies has been found guilty of being too white bread. Interstate Bakeries has been ordered to pay $11 million in damages to nearly 2 dozen African-American workers who say they suffered from discrimination at the company. A former machine operator says his co-workers called him boy and the N-word. A former deliveryman says white workers got time off to see a Giants game while he had to work on Martin Luther King Day. And a former salesman who was supposed to be on light duty after being injured by a drunk driver says he was told to sweep the parking lot. A jury in San Francisco says the company acted with malice. The company says it will appeal. The law in Canada that bans possession of marijuana has been ruled unconstitutional. The highest court in Ontario, the Court of Appeal, is giving the Canadian government 1 year to change its law. Otherwise, the court says the law will be struck down in its entirety.
Really?
As it now stands, only people with a medical permit can grow or have marijuana in Canada.
I know I've got my permit somewhere. I think it's in the glove compartment.
You know, thankfully, I'm past that. I had to learn that lesson the hard way, but 5 years ago, I would have been looking at property in Ottawa. Now that's he's saying, oh, Canada.
Let's go. I love hockey.
I don't know about other states, but about half the people here in Virginia who take a simple DMV test about road signs fail that test. About half the people taking it.
That is not surprising, Buzz.
According to the Washington Post. In January, the DMV...
See if you can get my drift on that. I totally get your drift. That is not surprising. What? The triangle? That means go faster.
Go faster. And the one with the 8 sides? That means... Time for dinner.
In January, the DMV here added 10 questions on signs to its standard written test for drivers. The test is for new drivers and for those who've gotten at least 2 moving violations in the past 5 years.
You're full of it. I passed us. I passed us in flying color.
I was in a convenience store yesterday.
Uh-huh.
Not to run the risk of alienating any sponsors, I won't mention which one, but...
Okay.
The one you know I'm talking about.
Yes, of course.
And I was waiting in line with the newspaper and whatever else junk I was buying, yogurt and whatever else I'm buying. And there was a gigantic line because it was one of those deals where every construction guy in the world was coming by to get his donut and his coffee in the morning. So right. There was a line of about 100 people in this place. Not 100, but like 15 people in line.
Mm-hmm.
And the guy who's working behind the counter, he says to his coworker, he says, "Go open another register." And the guy looks at him, and the guy doesn't understand what he's saying.
Right.
And the guy says, "Go open another register. Open the register."
Mm-hmm.
And this guy's looking at him, and it's obvious, you know, it's one guy who can barely speak English
mm-hmm.
talking to another one who can't speak English. So finally, the first guy has to go over, stand in front of the cash register, and goes, "Open the cash register."
Did it work then?
Yeah, and then finally the guy got up and went over there and started checking people out.
First time he saw the guy, looked at him and said, "Fine, thank you."
Yeah, right.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Jesus.
A new men's fitness magazine.
Jesus.
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 Oh, man, Jesus.
Jesus.
A new men's fitness magazine is accusing the other men's fitness magazines of trying to appeal to gays.
Oh, shocker. Like, that's a new story.
I tell you, you ever see those magazines? Come on.
Men's Health?
Of course, Men's Health. I used to subscribe to Men's Health.
Exactly.
I thought it would teach my how to flatten my tummy. But those models on the cover.
Oh.
The New York Post says the publisher of American Health and Fitness wrote a letter to possible advertisers that reads, "You've probably noticed many so-called men's fitness magazines are directly geared to the gay voyeur rather than concentrating on giving scientific fitness training and nutrition advice." This publisher, who also puts out a bodybuilding magazine, says the other magazines...
Don't
quit. Says the other magazines go for the look in a man's eye. I'm reading a quote here.
All I know is when it's Body by Fez,
mm-hmm.
I'm there. I don't care anything about the sexuality.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, quoting again, if a guy looks like he can be seduced, he goes on the cover. That put these wet-lipped men on the cover. That's something I will not do, says this new publisher.
Hey!
Hey!
7-minute abs by Fez.
The publisher of Men's Fitness says his magazine is aimed at any man who's interested in fitness and health. To us, it doesn't matter whether they're black or white, rich or poor, gay or straight.
Right. Thank you, Buzz.
You're best.
For the news and the comments and the touchstones right there. Time now for a call 100.
Right.
The prize package we have selected especially for you. So please, for the love of God and Christ who died for your sins, be assertive. Phone number 877-365-3636.
You're the Pope.
Call 100. Be right back. I wish I could say the name of that title of that song about what that guy wanted to do to the Pope today.
I know, just be another gaping hole in the show.
We will be right back.
He's the Don and Mike Show.
Hello, friends. William Shatner here, lounging on the sun deck of a swanky hotel in sunny Miami.
Broadcasting with an extra stitch for your pleasure, the Don and Mike Show.
Right, back now to Guy Berkley.
In sports, NASCAR is taking some safety steps to help drivers avoid sticking throttles that could cause serious accidents. The organization is selling its Winston Cup teams to install a stop on the car's throttle assembly and then place an on-off switch on the steering wheel within reach of the driver's thumb. Finally, if you believe that ignorance should be a punishable crime, then this story should give you some satisfaction.
I don't, Buzz.
Hey, Don cares about his fellow man.
On behalf of all my other fellow ignorant,
that's right.
I say, let us go free.
Mm-hmm.
In Galesburg, Illinois, well west of Chicago, police arrived at the scene of a fender bender. They had already decided to cite one of the drivers with improper lane usage and with running a red light. And as they discussed this with the driver, he reached across the passenger seat, grabbed a tall, cool can of beer, popped it open, and started drinking. The cops say they were considering charging the guy with driving under the influence anyway, and that his pulling another can from the 12-pack just kind of sealed the deal. I'm Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike Show.
No. And I just want to say about that incident, I'm very, very sorry.
Good for you.
That's it. We got to go back tomorrow with the all-new episode. At least one person from Survivor on tomorrow.
Yeah.
Gretchen. Maybe two. Maybe we'll get the host on. And maybe we'll make the New York papers again and not be able to talk about it.
All of that coming up on tomorrow's episode. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hi, I am caller 100.
Right. What is your name?
Ed Charbonneau.
Ed, where are you from?
I'm from Annandale, Virginia.
All right, Ed, listen to this now. And this I really do mean. It's a beautiful, beautiful dream day. A free order of nachos from Taco Bell.
Oh, far out.
Try Taco Bell's new fresh made chips with nacho sauce. And you want 25 direct condoms.
Oh, far out.
You'll love the way it's supposed to feel, direct condoms. And you have won Friday and Saturday night at the Gaithersburg Marriott, Washingtonian Center, courtesy of anytickets.net.
Cool.
Isn't that the club where you used to spin disco records?
That's
at?
Where I had the bulk of my club DJ career.
Wow.
Was spent at that fabulous hotel.
I imagine if you have a black light, you could find some Michael Merritt DNA in that hotel.
Fantastic.
Enjoy your free weekend at the Marriott.
Thank you, sir.
Go to anytickets.net for the best concert seats and your Washington Redskins tickets. Thank you for listening.
Great. Hey, I have something for you if you want it.
What's that?
I have a ESPN video, Sports Illustrated video from many years back that's got Sam Huff that has several outtakes of him talking about Frank Gifford and everything else.
We love anything that has to do with Sam Huff.
I will drop that off to you.
This is Sam Huff.
Cool. Yeah, please do.
All right, thank you.
Hold on.
Thank you.
Yeah, but let's not go too heavy on that.
Listen, don't drop it off until after Friday. Because remember, I'm only doing one game.
Right.
Okay?
Oh.
And the game is this Friday, so let's just make sure that goes okay.
Absolutely.
With me and them. Thank you. Got to go. We will see you tomorrow with the new episode. Thank you, and good night, Buzz.
Thank you, and good night, Don.
Thank you. Good night, Mike.
Thank you. Good night, Don.
Robbie? Ah, trusted friend. Throw your Santa Claus hat in the air, just like Sydney. Sire no more.
You might just make it as
Too hard.
We will see you tomorrow.
So long, everybody.
Bye-bye.
So we meet again. Sammy Davis Jr. saying, be kind, be nice, and I hope the next performer has the pleasure of having as nice an audience as you've been tonight. So let me leave you swinging.